Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Why is the U.S. in Libya?
We were faced with the prospect of violence on a horrific scale.
And President Obama says we've stopped a massacre by a tyrant, and that is in our national interest. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the president says while the U.S. role in the NATO operation will lessen, one thing is certain about the future of Libya's current leader.
History is not on Gaddafi's side.
But President Obama again repeated U.S. ground forces will not be part of this effort.
If we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter.
And Davey says he'll do everything possible to topple Gaddafi through non-military means.
Rich, inside Libya, Gaddafi supporters rally in Misrata as rebels try to take control of more cities. Now, Secretary of State Clinton has met with some of their leaders in London, where Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live.
That's right, in talks with Mahmoud Jibril of the Libyan opposition. 2 hours from now, all 28 NATO nations meet Arab coalition supporters like Gattar. They're all under pressure to sell the engagement to their taxpayers, but also to show a solid face to the Gaddafi regime. Britain today saying the cleanest exit will be a ceasefire, while Italy proposes exile for Colonel Gaddafi and talks between rebels and tribal leaders. Dave?
Alistair's a hearing in Wisconsin today and could determine whether the new law eliminating most of state workers' collective bargaining rights has gone into effect. Highly toxic plutonium leaks, adding to the crisis at Japan's partially melted down nuclear plant.
Tokyo Electric Power Company now confirms that the plutonium they've found came from damaged fuel rods in reactor number 3, the only reactor with MOX, a mixed oxide fuel made from uranium and plutonium.
Fox News Radio's Mike Tuggle in Tokyo. The death toll in Japan's quake and tsunami has now topped 11,000. Many more are still missing. A U.S. Airways plane grounded in Charlotte after a pilot doing a pre-flight inspection found a hole in the fuselage. The hole, though, did not go all the way through into the cabin of the plane. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Click over and refresh your memory with maps and contact information for all the commercials you hear on WTAW. I heard it on WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 2nd, producing eggs at home is a growing interest. Learn about equipment, housing needs, and managing your flock for nutrition and protection this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
So where are we going for spring break?
Mom, we're not going anywhere.
What?
I logged on to AggielandHelpWanted.com to find a seasonal job.
What? You can't find a job.
Why? They have tons of local jobs.
No, I mean party.
Oh, but it was easy and free, and I had my resume up in minutes, and I found a great job.
Dude. Bummer.
Okay, Mom, I'm not your dude, and no one says bummer anymore.
Oh, bummer.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Congregation Beth Shalom will be hosting its annual Deli on the Brazos box lunch fundraiser on April 11th. The cost is $10, which includes a quarter pound corned beef or turkey sandwich, a pickle, a bag of chips, and a cookie. Delivery is available for orders of 10 or more. Pickup is available at the synagogue at 101 North Coulter Drive in Bryan from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. To request an order form or for additional information, call 979-574-9437. That number again, 979-574-9437.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 62 degrees right now at the studios. High today, not as warm as we thought it was going to get. Lower 70s, only a little bit cooler than we thought it was going to get. We'll take a look at your forecast, which includes, fingers crossed, a pretty good chance of showers. That's all coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan police are investigating the death of a local man who fell from the third floor of a drug treatment center. Officer John Agnew says it was Sunday just before 6 p.m. at 28th and Sims, where the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse operates the Horizon Inpatient Treatment Facility.
The Bryan Police Department was requested by the Bryan Fire Department to assist with a man down call over at 405 West 28th Street in Bryan, which is the Horizon. There they found a 44-year-old male unconscious and unresponsive who appeared to have fallen from the third story of the facility there.
An autopsy will be done on the victim, 44-year-old Juan Monsivais, who fell from the third floor window of his room. Bryan City Council has let a state agency know its preferences for future state housing tax credits. Out of 8 requests from developers across Central Texas, 5 are from Bryan. Council chose to support the 2 smallest projects, with both accommodating low-income elderly occupants. Most of the proposals for elderly, as well as those with no age restriction, were located in Councilman Chuck Condorla's district.
The thing I heard over and over again from my constituents, and that I agree with, is we didn't want anything that might potentially hurt development, whether that be retail, residential, or business, on the single-member District 3 or East Bryan corridor. And in particular, where a lot of those that applied were looking for multifamily residential with income assisted, and we didn't think that that would necessarily go well with what we're hoping to see out there in that East Bryan corridor as far as development.
Condola says Mayor Jason Bienski was not involved.
As a realtor, he represents one of the developers, that not the person that owns the dirt, but the person developing the dirt in the deal, in the transaction. So from the very start of any of this, he let us know right away that he had professionally, he was representing someone, so he recused himself from any and all conversations about this.
Council recommended 68 units east of Highway 6 near Briarcrest and 90 units in the Park Hudson area. Final action from the state could come as early as next month. If you regularly go to and from Houston, you might catch a major move of Texas A&M's Mays Business School. The Board of Regents has given the green light to leave the Woodlands to head southwest.
The Woodlands site, for a variety of reasons, became untenable to us. Other tenants there have left, and the ability we'd have to use that space without huge investments is really no longer there. And we did a very diligent search, I think, for better space in areas that are really appropriately located for the kind of students we attract to that program, and this site emerged.
A&M President Bowen Lofton says they'll occupy space yet to be built in the high-visibility area of Beltway 8 and Interstate 10. There's an initial build-out cost of more than $1 million, and rent starts at almost $800,000 a year. Lofton says the Mays program should continue to turn a profit, though, with even more revenue possible from expanding other programs and hosting third-party events. Scientists in Texas have found what they believe is the oldest confirmed site of human habitation in the Americas. The settlement, estimated to be more than 15,000 years old, is in a valley north of Austin.
Kind of like the bumper sticker says, you know, they weren't born in Texas, but they got here as fast as they could.
Texas A&M archaeologist Michael Waters led the team of researchers who made the discovery. Waters says the first Americans may have traveled down the west coast by boat after arriving in North America from Asia. A Texas House committee is looking to clarify who charges sales tax when shopping on the Internet. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
It's a pretty complicated system of what businesses have to charge sales taxes to Texans shopping on the Internet and which don't. A couple of bills being considered would mean most websites selling stuff to Texans would have to collect sales taxes. Austin Democratic State Representative Elliot Neistat says that's only fair.
Congress seems reluctant to act. So let's do what we can in Texas.
But some affiliate marketers are concerned the bill will cost them business because companies will no longer want to buy Internet ads aimed at Texans because of the sales tax charges. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And three people are dead, including two from Milam County in a fiery South Plains crash of a vintage airplane. The Monday accident in Dickens County killed the pilot and his parents. 40-year-old pilot Jake Jenkins of Lubbock was killed, along with 71-year-old Kirby Dan Jenkins and 68-year-old Dorothy Jenkins, both of Rockdale. The 1946 Stenson 108 was en route from Dickens to Rockdale when it went down in a field. The cause of the crash is under investigation. WTAW News Time is 610, 61 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM Liquid Gels. Fact. Advil PM Liquid Gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM Liquid Gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM Liquid Gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation. Unit 888 anti-spam or visit barracuda.com.
611, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. Call them at 268 roof.
Considerable cloudiness across the region for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures are going to probably be up to about 75 to 80. We could have some strong showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight. Lows will drop down to about 55. For tomorrow, there's going to be a decent amount of cloudiness. There may be some showers. I think temperatures tomorrow are probably going to be up to about 65 to 70. The outlook for tomorrow night, scattered showers 50 to 55. And during the day on Thursday, we'll have clouds and showers. High temperatures, they're going to be around 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, tonight's the night at Dallas. Will it be Baylor going to the Final Four for a third time? Will it be the Aggies going to the Final Four for the first time in women's basketball? We'll hear from some of the players as they get ready for Baylor Chapter 4. Aggie baseball team's going to be in the Metroplex tonight to take on UT Arlington. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
Okay.
Okay.
6:12. What happened to the weather yesterday?
Oh, man. I tell you what.
God, it was weird.
I just wish it had just gone ahead and really rained, you know? I mean, we need it. That drizzle was.
We didn't get a drop. Not a
you didn't
drop
get a drop? Well, I walked outside and it was kind of, you know, spitting around, but that was about it.
When I went to lunch yesterday, it was significant enough right here outside the radio station I punched it just a little too aggressively coming off the stop sign, and I rolled. That's a poor choice of words.
You broke loose.
I slicked my tires a little bit.
I almost saw an accident yesterday. Somebody, didn't realize the pavement was wet.
There you go.
Pour that coffee.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, that's okay. A little coffee in the morning.
Well, here.
That's kind of morning sound you want.
If we're going to do it, here you go. You ready?
Yeah. There you go. It's live sound effects right,
right
on the radio.
Yeah. Now just makes you have to go to the bathroom.
Kind of sounds like coffee, I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, quit it. We got a 50% chance of showers actually tonight, which is pretty neat. But actually just keeping up with the wind direction is going to be strange enough. We have a very odd weather forecast for the rest of the week because we had a front come through, and that's what all this junk was. And so,
it's not going to get as warm today as we thought it was.
No.
We were thinking like 80 yesterday.
Yep, but that's okay. We'll get up to 80 by the weekend. But yeah, we were.
We'll be there soon enough.
We were looking at 85s and stuff like that. We thought, and I don't know what the high was yesterday, but we were rocking along about 55 for a long time.
Yeah, it was a little crisp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the winds will be out of the east today, and we'll get to that 73, and then north winds tonight, and then north winds tomorrow. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, and then on Thursday as well. But that chance of showers again, 30% today, 50% tonight, and 20% tomorrow. And hopefully we'll talk about them a lot so they'll want to come visit us. But
I say everyone go out today and wash your car.
Yeah, kind of like the space shuttle. If you talk about it enough, maybe it'll come here. And so see if that
we
works
hope
out.
It does.
Yeah,
yes.
We do, as a matter of fact.
We still talk about Frankie Lane, and he never came here.
That's right, and he ain't coming.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. You talk about that ship that sailed.
Yeah,
if he does come, we got a story.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
You first, Tom.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had that story this morning about what's going to happen with charging tax for online purchases.
Tom, I knew I'd get in with
yeah.
that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a nice pile of money right there. There's no doubt
about
that.
Yeah, it is.
That.
Oh, sure.
See what's going to happen. But, you know, there are always some hazards when it comes to ordering something online. And you really hate it when you order something online and it doesn't arrive by the promised delivery date, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that causes disappointment.
My wife is, she's experiencing that right now. Actually,
oh, really?
It's not the promised delivery date. It's the you know, the worst thing that you can do now is
ground shipping, because it takes forever.
Well, yeah. And then turn right around and get the tracking number, because then you're just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I forget the last time I bought something like that, they pretty much are going, okay, now look, there's not going to be a tracking number for like 48 hours, so mm-hmm. just chill.
Yeah.
You know? And and that's cool.
Yeah, you go to check
that's
it, and
right.
the music comes on.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. But
yeah.
anyway,
then you find out your product left Tyler, and now it's in Seattle.
Yeah.
Right.
And by way of Pony Express.
Yeah, right.
Nothing like a scanning error. Uh-huh. But anyway, so, I mean, when that kind of stuff happens, it's annoying, it's frustrating. You want to call somebody,
sure.
like maybe the Better Business Bureau, and vent. This happened to a Colorado woman who ordered a custom-written term paper that didn't arrive on time.
Oh.
despite the fact that...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, submitting the...
It was due, man.
Yeah. I mean,
golly.
Submitting the purchase paper as her own work obviously would constitute academic cheating.
Hey, the prof will understand.
That's right. But the woman decided she was going to complain to the Minnesota BBB anyway that the company, essaywritingcompany.com, boy, that's creative.
Oh, yeah.
We'll buy this website, man, and there'll be people who'll just line up to buy it. Yeah, like essaywritingcompany.com. The woman says that she ordered the term paper, which is supposed to be delivered within 4 days. She emailed the company, and nobody replied. All the BBB would say is, yeah, we've heard about these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, ma'am, I think you got what you deserve.
Yes. You're going to complain about them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
See how that works.
The cheater got cheated.
Uh-huh.
Info.
Mason.
And now she's angry.
Well.
You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
It's flu season, so wash your hands often, cover your cough and sneeze, stay home if you're sick, and get your flu shot, which now protects against H1N1. Learn more at texasflu.org or dial 211. Stopping the flu is up to you. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' dispositions, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings, conferences, and rush parties. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're darn near out of March, folks. It's March the 29th.
If we keep spending it, we will.
Yeah, there we go. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
I need to say happy birthday to my older sister.
Oh, okay.
Who is one of the few people that I would call one of my heroes.
Oh, so very good.
She has overcome a lot of adversity in her life, and I'm very proud of her.
What's her name?
Her name is Alicia.
Alicia. Well, hi.
Or East Texas, Alicia.
Alicia.
We got one of those. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, happy birthday to Alicia. Sam Walton would have been 93, and I just say that just because he's dead, but. You know, give an extra tip of the cat to your greeter today, you know, just for, you know, and just tell them to hang in there and they'll catch Sam, okay?
Wow.
Okay.
Now,
Hey, now this is weird.
Wait, no. We're not leaving yet. Yeah. We're not leaving yet.
I don't see how we can. Yeah. I really don't.
Because, I mean, now look. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know between
what did I ever do to you?
The two cities. I don't know between the two cities.
Chase me.
How many greeters they have.
Lousy kids.
Right. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you greet one greeter, then don't you have to greet them all?
Yeah. And now, you know, both of them have, you know, two or three outer doors.
Well, that's the
so
thing.
So that, you know, they might have three greeters per store.
That's a layer of greeters right there, man.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But my problem is you greet them as you go. You go like, okay, I'll catch the Brian store. I'll go in on the right, and I'll leave on the left, okay? So you go in on the right, and, you know, and you greet the greeter. Now, as you're leaving, you greet the greeter, and that's going to confuse them. So you have to go back out and then come back in to greet them and then leave.
Yeah. I think this guy is stealing stuff.
See? Yeah. See what you've created here?
I know. You got to greet the greeter.
And once again,
you
then
know, tell the little girl you don't want any cookies. You then, know, God.
Yeah, really. Break her heart.
Yeah.
Then there's shift changes involved.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to sit in the parking lot until the shift changes.
Uh-huh. Just go to Subway.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
go to Subway.
Now, what I was going to say is, looking here, also dead, but Sam Walton and Pearl Bailey were born on the exact same day.
Never
I bet
saw
you
them
never.
Together.
No, you didn't. Pearl would have been 93 today. Now, among the living. He's been here. John Major, the British former prime minister, is 68 years old.
He waved on the train platform back when there used to be one.
Yeah, there you go, back when they used to stop. Mm-hmm. Bud Cort, the actor.
Who has done many weird movies. Just indeed. Very strange movies.
Yeah, Harold and Maude.
Yeah, that was pretty strange.
Yeah, that's right.
I happen to see...
G. Riley White?
Such a loser.
Oh.
Guy in Hall?
No. He was in a movie called Gas, G-A-S-S-S.
Yeah.
About apparently some gas cloud that comes over the earth and kills everybody who is over 25.
I think that would be gas.
That's it. It was a Roger Corman movie, if that tells you anything.
Oh, my.
But
the actresses had something in common.
Yeah. So it was filmed on the SMU campus.
Oh.
It starts with Bud Cort running with a crossbow across the SMU campus. Several scenes, and then they go to Louisville, and the beginning of the movie was filmed in Dallas, I guess, because they would. But
there you go,
Bud Cort.
Ella McPherson, the Sports Illustrated supermodel, is 47 years old today.
Looking fine as wine.
That's sure. Right. Among your greatest national anthems was sung by Lucy Lawless. She's the Xena Warrior Princess. She's 43.
Sometimes that last note is more of a challenge for other people.
Reach for it, darling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. 43 years old today. Jennifer Capriati, the former tennis star.
And Girl Scout.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Is 35 years old today. John McLaughlin, he's a smudgeon.
Wrong! A spry and happy?
84.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And look, a day over 100.
You think he's a fun grandfather? Oh. See, I just don't think so.
Yeah. Get up here. Bring your book.
Yeah.
What's 2 + 2?
Yeah.
Wrong!
Yeah, now get out of here. Yeah, I know. Eric Idle, the comedian, turns 68 years old.
Hilarious.
There he is. Yeah, he is funny. Brendan Gleeson from Harry Potter turns 56 years old. Comedian Amy Sedaris is 50 years old today, and that's all
she's,
I got.
Oh, go ahead.
She's she's quite weird. Mm-hmm. I heard, you know, Scott,
Amy Sedaris?
Yeah, well, Scott turned me onto a show a while back. Wait, don't tell me, on NPR, and and I do the podcast thing now, and she was on one of their best of shows,
mm-hmm.
and she's funny. But you kind of have to prepare yourself for the type of humor she brings to the table.
Yeah, she's a little bit different. And again, she was a Saturday Night Live person, was she not?
No, that was Amy Poehler.
Oh, okay, all right.
I wonder if she's related to the Sedaris who is on Saturday Night Live
now.
The guy.
No.
What's his name? Andy Sedaris.
Yeah, no, she's her
father was famous for something.
Oh, okay. Now her brother is an author. Her brother.
I
forget his first name. He's written. Like When Your Pants Are on Fire, some a lot of strange books.
Anyway. There is a Sedaris on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. It's a guy, but I don't know if they're related.
We're in the weeds.
Yeah. Well, I'm through with birthdays.
Jill Goodacre.
Oh.
Her birthday is today. So, you know, it's model up day.
Yeah.
She's 46. She's married to Harry Connick.
I was going to say, she's still married to him?
Marina Sirtis, if you remember Deanna Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation. She was a hottie. 56 years old. And Earl?
She kept the sci-fi losers busy when the internet first came out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Earl Campbell, who played football nearby.
Really? Earl of Pearl's
been here.
Yep.
A couple of times, at least.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, a couple of times when he really wasn't wanted, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Anyway, he's 56. And then Vangelis, who I guess had a one-hit. He was a one-hit wonder with a Chariots of Fire thing, right? And little else. That's it. 624.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so is Bill Ayers joking about something that may actually be true? Yeah, I think he's joking in this audio, but did he have any more influence with Barack Obama than he's ever let on?
Time magazine columnist Joe Klein wrote that President Obama's book, Dreams from My Father, quote, may be the best written memoir ever produced by an American politician. What is your opinion of Barack Obama's style as a writer? And,
I think the first book is very good. The second book's more of a political act book. The first book's quite good.
Right. And also, just you mentioned about the Pentagon and
Tom Holland. You wrote it?
What's that?
I wrote it.
Here we go.
You wrote that?
Yeah, if you could help me prove it, I'll split the royalty.
We report, you decide.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention parents, if your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we will offer you our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, for free as part of a national market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 program for free. Call now and find out how you can participate. 1-800-814-5064. 1-800-814-5064. That's 1-800-814-5064.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 800-98-STEEL. 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Let's do a little weather. It's promising. 73 for a high today, 30% chance of showers, 50-50 chance of rain tonight. Our low temperature will be 51. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, 64 will be the high. And then Wednesday night, 47 is what we're looking at for a low. 73 and then climbing as we begin on Thursday and on through weekend. And Saturday, we can greet 80 one more time, it looks like. Humidity 73% right now. Winds are from the east at 9. And we have overcast skies and 63 degrees out there.
It's a fiesta at the 6th Annual Kids for Kids Dinner Theater, April 30th at the Brazos Center. Enjoy a fajita dinner with all the trimmings. Mariachis and performers from the Brazos Valley will keep you entertained. There will be a silent auction and a game area for the children, too. Proceeds benefit the Early Childhood Intervention Program of MHMR. Tickets are just $15 for adults and $5 for children and are available at MHMRABV.org and at local Must Be Heaven locations. For more information, call 821-9402.
Just because you order a salad at a fast food restaurant doesn't necessarily mean you made a healthy choice. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Is it possible to eat healthy at a fast food restaurant? Sure, but there are plenty of pitfalls to watch out for.
For instance, Taco Bell. I think some people think that they're doing something a little healthy for themselves when they order the Chipotle steak taco salad.
Clint Carter, contributor to the book Eat This, Not That.
Because it's a salad and you're at a fast food restaurant, but that's got 900 calories, where if you just go with a couple Fresco tacos and a side of pintos and cheese, you're looking at a 470-calorie meal. So you cut your calories in half there.
And what about breakfast? Many people go to Panera Bread in hopes of getting something fast and healthy.
You can go into Panera for breakfast, and you can get a grilled bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and that's going to have 510 calories. But they've also got one of the best breakfast sandwiches in the country, which is just called the Breakfast Power Sandwich, which is a ham and egg sandwich, ham, egg, and cheese sandwich. So you switch out the bacon for ham, and they put it on a whole wheat bread instead. And that drops you from 510 calories to 330 calories, which is really just massive when you consider the fact that you haven't sacrificed anything there.
And if you're headed to McDonald's,
we recommend that you go in and get a McDouble. Like, it's a great burger, and it's only 390 calories. You know, with that, you're also getting a lot of protein. You're getting the satisfaction that you expect, you know, great flavor. You're getting a burger.
Tomorrow, why wraps are not as healthy as you probably think. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 61 degrees right now at the studios, 30% chance of showers today. And as we were talking just about 30 minutes or so ago, the front that's moved through just kind of thrown the forecast off just a little bit. We were thinking maybe around 80 today, but instead a little bit cooler than that, lower 70s. We'll tell you more about your weather forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The death of a Bryan man who fell from a third-floor window is under investigation. Bryan firefighters were first called late Sunday afternoon to the Horizon Treatment Facility at 28th and Sims. Officer John Agnew says police were called shortly thereafter.
The detectives responded to the scene along with police officers, and they began to interview people out there and look for any signs as to why this gentleman fell from the third floor. There's no immediate signs of foul play, but, you know, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered, and detectives are definitely looking at all different avenues of the investigation.
An autopsy will be done on the victim, 44-year-old Juan Monsivais, who fell out the window of his third-floor room. Horizon is operated by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. Sometime next month, we'll hear if state housing tax credits will be given to either of the developers wanting to build apartments for low-income elderly residents in Bryan. Bryan City Council recently considered 8 requests, 5 in Bryan, and most located in Councilman Chuck Condorla's district. Condorla says he heard from constituents who didn't want low-income apartments without age restrictions.
The multifamily units where they're 3 and 4 bedroom, 3 and 4 stories high, over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm elected to represent the people of East Bryan, and the folks in that area didn't think that that would mix well with what we like to see come, which is residential, retail, and office development.
Condorla supports the residents' concerns, and council followed suit, recommending the 2 smallest projects. Both would accommodate low-income elderly occupants.
Our opinion was that done correctly might be senior restricted, where you don't have a drain on BISD, and where you do have people that are going to add to the tax base. They're going to spend their money in Bryan. They're going to live in Bryan, and again, The development will complement what's around it.
The council chose 90 units in the Park Hudson area and 68 units east of Highway 6 near Briarcrest. Mayor Jason Byinski was not involved in the discussions or vote because he represents one of the developers as their real estate agent. In just more than a year, Texas A&M University will have a bigger presence in Houston. The Board of Regents approved President Bowen Lofton's request to occupy space yet to be built in the higher visibility area of I-10 and Beltway 8. Lofton says the primary purpose of moving west is the expanding Mays School programs now in the Woodlands.
How's the program doing?
My sense is very well. It makes money, sir.
And it still make money after the new lease?
We think so.
The new space also brings additional opportunities.
Other units of the university have been encouraged to consider using that space as well and sharing, of course, rental costs as appropriate. If they have programs, it could be well served there.
There's an initial build-out cost of more than $1 million. Rent starts at almost $800,000 a year. Some are comparing it to finding the Garden of Eden. It's a settlement estimated to be more than 15,000 years old, located in a valley north of Austin.
Some of the earliest inhabitants of the New World were right here in Texas.
Texas A&M archaeologist Michael Waters led the team of researchers who made the discovery of what they believe is the oldest confirmed site of human habitation in the Americas. In his explanation of why he expanded America's military presence to a third front, President Obama says he acted out of a sense of moral obligation in Libya.
One of the questions the president answered was why? Because he said a massacre was imminent against the rebel-held town of Benghazi.
It was not in our national interest to let that happen. I refused to let that happen.
The president saying the United States can't act whenever there is repression, but Libya, he says, was a special case. While the president has said Colonel Muammar Gaddafi must go, he is not prepared to force him out.
We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission.
The president said other nations will now take the lead, with the U.S. providing support. What he did not say is how long U.S. involvement may last and at what cost. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
And a new study on Medicare shows its complexity makes it hard to make changes without causing ripple effects elsewhere in the system. The nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation says raising the eligibility age to 67, as is being done with Social Security, would save Medicare billions, but it would also likely cost employers more because people would work longer to keep their medical coverage. The study says even people under 30 would be hit because more seniors aged 65 and 66 would be in the insurance pool, therefore raising costs. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 61 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there. Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters. But let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Let's check some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Contact Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for a passing shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures up to about 75 to 80. There may be some patchy fog out there this morning. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Some of them may be strong. Lows overnight near 55. Tomorrow, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs 65 to 70. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Mostly cloudy Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll take a look at the three previous games that A&M played against Baylor this year and what happened there and what they've learned the Aggies have from that as they get ready for Chapter 4 of the Battle of the Brazos tonight, with the prize being a trip to the Final Four. We'll talk about that, some Aggie baseball, the NBA, the Spurs have lost four in a row now. All that and more coming up in sports. Tonight's
the night. Is this our elliptical song?
No.
Oh, okay. It's
gonna be just a little Rod Stewart there saying, okay. That'll be fine. Said Rob Stewart. He doesn't care as much as he used to.
No. He bleeds red and white now.
Yeah. So there. All right, David Sedaris is that guy's name. I hated I couldn't remember his first name. I haven't read any of his books, but he's a big-time author.
And that is her brother.
Yeah, that is her brother. He's When You're Engulfed in Flames is the name of one of his books.
I believe you said What to Do When Your Pants Are on Fire.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Well, yeah. The other one is called Dress Your Family in Corduroy.
Had to do with immolation either way.
Well, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim. So I kind of mixed the two titles. But, yeah, he sold a ton of books, and he's a funny dude as well. All right, let's see what else we got going on. The president, huh?
President, yeah, he was on TV last night.
Yeah, he was.
He was on all the networks. Matter of fact, they all covered
it. Well, good for them for doing that. Now, let me see. What exactly? Have you got that little sound bite, or was that a package that you
It was
played?
A package, but I can probably isolate that sound bite.
Yeah, so. I want to hear what the President Barack Hussein Obama had to say about why we're in Libya.
And now you can listen to me edit audio on the air.
There you go.
Benghazi.
It was.
Okay, there's that. And we'll cut that part out. And do
case. Muammar's repression. President saying the president.
Kind of like that.
Bop, beep, boop, and here we go.
It was not in our national interest to let that happen.
Oh, yeah.
I refused to let that happen.
Did you? You refused to let that happen. Because, and over again, I believe he was saying our values and interests, right? It was because of our values and interests that he waited 8 days before he did anything. Is that what that means? Here's my problem. Is there's places like the Sudan where they've been killing their people for decades.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah. I mean, why is Libya suddenly the reason that we're going to get in there and lead this fight, even though we're not going to lead it?
Did it have to do with any natural resources, Scott?
I've heard
bits and pieces there.
Yeah.
And not even natural resources that are available to us necessarily.
Yeah. But don't be saying that you couldn't stand what was going on over there and that's why you went in. That is just plain not the truth. And again, how many people died because you decided you wanted to sit on the sidelines and think about it for a while? If you're going to do it, let's, you know, game on. Let's play. If not, fine. And, you know, despite his, and of course, he had to be finished by 7 o'clock. God knows if you get into American Idol. Man, you talk about people sending nasty emails to the White House because we're U.S. Americans. We don't care.
We talked yesterday about why this, and this is a very odd time for a presidential address. And I know the importance of the appearance of it not being from the Oval Office. But do you think that because the standard practice, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the Oval Office requests, or the White House requests, network time.
Yep.
And it's almost standard operating procedure that the networks will agree to that. But do you think that one or two of the networks said, you know what, this is the spring season, and we've got new episodes that need to run, and if you're going to get it, you're going to have to go early.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be out by this time.
Yeah.
And if so, did the White House acquiesce to that?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt that This is the tail wagging the dog in many ways.
Boy, and if you're right, you nailed it there.
Yeah, and that's an unfortunate situation. But, you know, despite all that, and, you know, the Republicans came out and they trudged up. There's John Cornyn, you know, carrying the flag. Quote, "When our men and women in uniform are sent into harm's way, Americans and troops deserve a clear mission from our commander-in-chief, not a speech 9 days late. President Obama failed to explain why he unilaterally took our nation to war without bothering to make the case to the U.S., end quote. Rand Paul, as you would expect, once again stood there and said, based on the Constitution, if President Obama had consulted Congress, as our Constitution requires him to do, perhaps we could have debated these questions before hastily involving ourselves in yet another Middle Eastern conflict. While the president is the commander of our armed forces, he is not a king. He may involve those forces in military conflict only after being authorized by Congress." Well, he ain't the first president to do that, sir, so, you know, understand that. But there is certainly merit to your argument. Now, but what's really left unanswered is the end game. Where are we going with this? What's going to happen? I think Gates said maybe by the end of the year. And they are supposed to have a meeting with members only, no staff. I think that's tomorrow, Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday because Hillary's off to London to try to see what kind of a piece she can barter together with those folks and see where we go there.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I know it's difficult to watch two plates spinning at the same time, but the New York Times says, remember Egypt? I don't know if you remember Egypt. They had a little problem there too long ago.
Yeah, they had a little scuffle.
Yeah, things kind of started up over there. Well, now the New York Times is reporting that the lovely and talented and ever-popular Muslim Brotherhood seems to have taken over the role of the post-Mubarak Egypt.
I believe we knew that was probably going to happen.
Yep. So just once again, let's watch that plate over there spinning as well, because it's obvious that they must have struck some kind of a deal with the military, because the military was in a very strong position. Nonetheless, let's see what happens, because I believe they have a truly strong ability to get a bunch of people together at one time in one place if they need to. And best we be watching what's going on there as well. What else? Less than 2 weeks before the old deadline, the government shutdown starting to look more and more certain. Harry Reid saying, you know what? The problem is not between Republicans and Democrats. It's between Republicans and Republicans. He's saying all these new Tea Partiers, they're just not being good. We came up with this plan to cut $30 billion, and you people said that wasn't enough. So that's where we are. April 8th is the new deadline. We'll talk to...
Well, that's an interesting twist on an age-old statement.
Isn't it? Yeah. Y'all well, take care of your own front yard first before you come over here.
But that's passive-aggressive divide and conquer. Uh-huh. Rather than just cast aspersions on the entire Republican Party, we'll just say, hey, it's these guys that didn't want to come up here and play by our rules that are causing the problems, and we want them gone.
Well, and at the same time, he gets to criticize Boehner for lack of leadership of that party.
Sure he does.
You can't even get your troops in line, sir. So we'll see. We'll talk to Bill Flores tomorrow about that and obviously some other stuff. Now let's turn to Austin because, you know, there's fun stuff going on over there, obviously. You've got the story about how we're going to grapple with online sales tax and we're going to do that or not. You know, the controller's office said Amazon owed like almost $270 million in taxes for transactions that had taken place in their facility, which was within the state of Texas. They're saying do not, and she's saying do not. But it brings up that whole deal that the House Ways and Means Committee listened to testimony about yesterday, and that is whether or not we should be collecting sales tax on items from companies that are in Texas. And, again, it's tough on retailers. It's tough on the brick-and-mortar places when they have to compete, and basically they got an 8.25% discount when you buy it on the internet because there's no tax involved, and quite often there's free shipping if you buy enough. So
I know it's a convoluted thing, and Robert Wood mentions that in his story, that it's a complicated process, but I've purchased things online that explicitly state if you're in Texas you're going to pay sales tax.
Correct.
It's not like it's every internet retailer that's not collecting sales tax. Now please don't misunderstand me. I understand that still does nothing to benefit local brick-and-mortar stores. All right, I get that. But as far as jipping the state, not every retailer does that.
No, it's not 100%. Right, there are some cases where the state is able to collect, but they ought to be able to come up with a way that every state is able to come up with a plan that allows their individuals who are making purchases to pay that. I don't think it's too difficult to figure out.
Well, they're going to do it at the federal level.
Yeah.
Just watch.
Yeah, there you go. We'll handle it for you.
They'll class action it, and it'll go to the Supreme Court, and then it will become the law of the land, and there you'll have it. Your state sales tax will become an extension of federal law. And, gosh, that 10th Amendment, let's just go ahead and take a big Sharpie and run a line right through it.
Not if Rick Perry's got anything to say about it, buddy.
Well,
if the governor can get in there and say something. And today, a House committee will listen to several gambling proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll be a roll of the dice.
The forthcoming piece of all-encompassing legislation comes from Mike Hamilton from Mauriceville over there near the Golden Triangle. And Mike,
close to Bossier City.
Mike has one of the few...
Closer to Lake Charles.
Yeah, that's true.
He has one of the few nicknames in the legislature, but I like it.
Tuffy.
He's Tuffy. Mike mm-hmm. Tuffy Hamilton. It could lead to 7 new Las Vegas-style casinos.
Yes.
Tell me that they ain't wanting that to be happening. I guarantee you San Antonio's ready for about 3 of them right there. Have a couple over at Galveston, give them knocked down every few years by water. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's Mr. Fertitta sitting over there going, just say when.
That's right, because I'll just helicopter in the Golden Nugget. We'll just drop it right here by my aquarium that's sucking wind downtown Houston. Slot machines at 13 horse and dog tracks across the state, slots at a few Indian reservations, and slots at bingo halls across Texas.
Slots of fun.
Yeah. Man, do you get to have a dollar Coney dog, footlong Coney dog, to go along with that? Are you going to be able to smoke?
Slot tournament.
Well, they give you a giant bucket of nickels. Come on, man. Bring it on. See what happens. Anyway, there's obviously a lot of people who don't want to happen, that to happen, among them the companies who own casinos in other states.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to be having those people leave their money in Texas. They want them to come up here. According to the Texas Gaming Association, I almost said gambling. It's not gambling. It's gaming.
It's gaming. Remember, yeah. You're not playing for money. You play for credits.
That's right. The Texas Gaming Association is promoting a destination resort casinos plan, which would allow 8 casinos and 8 licenses for slot machines at tracks. They say it would generate $6.6 billion a year in revenue and $1.3 billion in annual state taxes. They're wrong, but it sounds good.
And it'd all go to the schools, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course it would.
Just like a lottery. Yeah,
sounds so wonderful. Somehow those numbers never quite get to that point, but there you are. So that's what they're talking about today in Austin.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 2nd, producing eggs at home is a growing interest. Learn about equipment, housing needs, and managing your flock for nutrition and protection this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Magic awaits if you'll turn your summer colors over to the soft variations of lavender. It's lovely, it's understated. But most of all, lavender is soothing and cooling. Let's hear it for lavender flowers, for without them, summer would make a hot and challenging time in the garden. Let's look at some of the finest sources of lavender and lavender pink shades for plantings that will carry you into and through the summer. As an added bonus, we're going to filter out any plants that have to be coddled. The ones I'm going to mention in the program today are performers that will still put on their show even with limited water, shading toward lavender right after this message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America, and the region that we serve is Texas. It's your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every story that has ever appeared in our pages was written by a Texas gardening authority. If you've never seen our magazine, I invite you to try it. If you're not completely satisfied, I'll personally refund every penny. Now, after holding prices steady for 7 years, we're facing a price rise very soon, but I'm going to offer you the old subscription prices. 1 full year, just $21.95, 2 years for $40.95, and 3 years of $56.95. For Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written specifically for the Lone Star State, the best regional gardening magazine in America, satisfaction completely guaranteed. Call 800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Call before the price goes up. If you're wanting to introduce lavender flowers, lavender plants into your landscape, start with trailing lavender lantana. This long-proven annual is native to hot, dry places, and that means it's perfectly suited to a Texas summer. It grows to 8 or 9 inches tall, and the plants will spread 3 or 4 feet, and blooms incessantly so long as it's grown in full sun. I like a gomphrena called Lavender Lady. It's been our go-to gal in this family of flowers for a long time. Lavender Lady gomphrena grows to 15 to 18 inches tall. It covers itself in marble-sized papery blooms. They can be plucked from the plants, dried, and enjoyed year-round. It must have full sun. While you normally don't see lavender pulled out as a single color in moss rose sales benches, you may see lavender pink types that are planted commercially. This succulent-looking annual is made for the heat. Thanks to modern hybrid varieties, they stay open later into the afternoon. Moss rose has regained its prominence in southern gardens, sun or almost full sun. And then you have purslane, which is closely related. We've grown these for about 35 years. They've never let us down. They're single-flowering sisters to moss rose, and they come in the same cooling summer colors, orchid pink, nearly lavender included. They're cheerful, and they handle hot summer weather probably as well as any annual you could grow. I like pentas. If you have a little afternoon shade and you're looking for a long-flowering annual, meet a good friend. Pentas grow to 15 to 20 inches tall. There are shorter dwarf types, but it depends on the variety and the conditions. Pentas are wonderful. It's always in the plural, P-E-N-T-A-S. They produce nonstop clusters of star-shaped flowers, and there are lavender colors among them. I like chives, of all things. I don't eat them, but they certainly are beautiful in the landscape. Lovely little short-lived border perennials. And daylilies. There are lavender daylilies. Purple loosestrife is actually lavender. Purple coneflower is actually lavender. It's just beautiful. Echinacea. Mexican petunia, the ruellia. Now, if you have the standard one, it's going to be kind of invasive. Be careful. And, of course, lavender crepe myrtles. My goodness, there are a lot of lavenders out there. I'm Neil Sperry. Unusual trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
First look at sports at 6:54. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's Chapter 4 of the Battle of the Brazos tonight, and this time the stakes are as high as they have ever been in basketball between A&M and Baylor. It's the NCAA Women's Dallas Regional Championship, and the winner goes to the Final Four. For A&M, it would be their first ever trip. Baylor won all three previous meetings this year between the teams. A look at those three meetings this year between A&M and Baylor, and it shows key meltdowns for the Aggies that cost them each game. At Reed Arena, January the 30th, A&M led late before Baylor went on an 11-2 run. In Waco on Valentine's Day, A&M led by 9 with less than 10 minutes left, but Baylor ended the game with a 12-2 run. And in Kansas City just over 2 weeks ago, A&M went out to a 12-0 lead on the Bears. That was followed by a 23-6 Baylor run. Senior guard Sydney Colson says they've learned something each time.
Each game that we played, I think that we've done things better each time that we played them, and it showed, you know, in the final score, just in how we've come out in the games and how we've defended. And I think that what we've learned most is that we have to play 40 minutes through. We got to play from start to finish and continue to do the things that are working for us. And I think that'll help us to get a victory for sure. And, of course, the disadvantage is just that we hadn't won a game yet. They've been close, but we hadn't found what we needed to do to get over that hump. And I think that, you know, we know what we need to do now.
Senior Tyra White says that they've been taking them one at a time in the NCAA. They've won three in a row, but certainly they've had the Bears on their mind.
We've been looking for this game for since the Big 12 tournament, but we didn't want to overlook anybody. But now is our time that we have to just do what we need to do, execute down the stretch, and just do the things we need to do to get the victory.
As for A&M's key player, Danielle Adams, she's averaging 23 points a game this year, but only 11 points a game against the Bears.
I mean, it's not really their defense. It's just me taking good shots. I haven't taken one good shot when I played against them. So, I mean, it makes it look like they're playing great defense, but it's just my shot selection.
Tip-off tonight a little after 8 o'clock, and you can hear the game on 1150 a.m. The Zone. The winner tonight will meet Stanford in the national semifinal game in Indianapolis next Sunday. Stanford beat Gonzaga 86-60 last night to win the Spokane Regional. Notre Dame beat Tennessee 73-59 last night to win the Dayton Regional. The Irish will meet tonight's winner between UConn and Duke. By the way, that call for fans to buy tickets for a bus ride to Dallas tonight for the game filled up not one but two buses, and they're looking to fill up a third. Plus, there's a free bus going for students only tonight. Fifth-ranked Aggie baseball team will be looking for its seventh straight win tonight when they head to the Metroplex to take on the Movin' Mavs of UT Arlington at 6:30. The Aggies are on the road for 9 of their next 10 games starting tonight. They'll go to Kansas State this weekend. It'll be the first of two meetings this year between the teams. UTA will visit Olsen Field May 17th. Dylan Mendoza will get the midweek start for the Aggies, who are going for their 20th win of the year. You'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620 WTAW. Andre Miller scored 26 points, and the Portland Trailblazers beat the slumping San Antonio Spurs 100-92. Without Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Tim Duncan in the lineup, they're all out with injuries, and the Spurs have lost four in a row. High school baseball tonight, A&M Consolidated is at Harker Heights, Bryan is at Belton, and Rudder is at Pflugerville-Hendrickson. And that's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:58 for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Spend less time mowing and let Hogan's Trucks Unlimited make mowing as close to fun as it gets this year. New zero-turn mowers starting at just $21.99. Hi, this is David Hogan, personally inviting you to come out for the best deals of the year on our full line of zero-turn mowers. Get 0% financing on new Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet zero-turn mowers starting as low as $21.99. Hogan's Trucks Unlimited, Highway 21.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. U.S. warplanes still flying in and out of Libya. A mission to prevent
a massacre that would have reverberated across the region and stained the conscience of the world.
And President Obama says it's working, defending the U.S. role in a national address last night. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, he said we could not be the world's policeman in every case, but in this case,
when our interests and values are at stake, we have a responsibility to act.
Which he says is the case with Libya and Muammar Gaddafi. The president promised to use every non-military mean to drive Gaddafi from power while continuing to protect civilians. President Obama also put a timetable on handover of control of the operation from the U.S. to NATO. Dave, that would be tomorrow.
Rich, our ambassador to the U.N. isn't ruling out arming Gaddafi's opposition. Secretary of State Clinton has met with the leadership in London as the rebels keep fighting.
As they continue to push to the west, they're being fired on by the tanks and artillery, and by sniper fire as well. We've seen a number of fighters heading towards the west, towards the fight. We've spoken to some this morning who remain confident. They say they will fight to the death.
Fox's Rick Leventhal in Libya. Every day there is something new in Japan's nuclear crisis. Now it's a plutonium leak, and Fox News Radio's Mike Tuggle is live in Tokyo.
Dave, the plutonium is leaking from the damaged reactor number 3, according to Tokyo Electric Power Company. But officials say the levels that have been found so far are so minute that they don't pose a serious health risk. So the workers continue to try and cool down the reactors. The difference is that they now know that there has been a partial meltdown in reactor number 3. Japan's prime minister says this is the country's worst disaster since World War II and that the country is on maximum alert. Dave?
Mike, would raising Medicare eligibility's age to 67 save the program money? A new study says yes, billions, but the Kaiser Family Foundation also says it would cost employers, states, and Medicare recipients more money. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Attention parents, if your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we will offer you our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, for free as part of a national market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 program for free. Call now and find out how you can participate. 1-800-814-5064. 1-800-814-5064. That's 1-800-814-5064.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 898-STEEL.
898-STEEL.
That's 800-987-8335.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Experience Olson Magic firsthand by purchasing the Aggie Baseball Pick 6 plan. For just $60, fans can pick any six home games. Use the tickets to entertain clients, give the tickets as gifts, or bring the family out for exciting Aggie baseball. Great seats are still available. To purchase your Pick 6 plan, go to 12thmanfoundation.com. Aggie Baseball, this is home.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
There's different strokes for different folks. Some people really love the one-on-one of personal training. Some people really like to be a part of a group and work out that kind of energy flowing. If you hook up with my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, she can offer you both. Ashley has personal training, of course, but with FitU, group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Call Ashley Bergen for more information. Personal training, group training, call 492-1900, 492-1900.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
WTAW News Time 7:05, 61 degrees right now at the studios, 30% chance of showers today, about 73 for a high. Your forecast is coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan police are investigating the death of a local man who fell from the third floor window of a drug treatment center. Officer John Agnew says it was Sunday, just before 6 p.m. at 28th and Sims, where the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse operates the Horizon Inpatient Treatment Facility.
The department was requested by the Bryan Fire Department to assist with a man down call over at 405 West 28th Street in Bryan, which is the Horizon. There they found a 44-year-old male unconscious and unresponsive who appeared to have fallen from the third story of the facility there.
An autopsy will be done on the victim, 44-year-old Juan Monsivais, who fell out the third floor window of his room. Bryan City Council has let a state agency know its preference for future state housing tax credits. Out of 8 requests from developers across Central Texas, 5 are from Bryan. Council chose to support the 2 smallest projects, with both accommodating low-income elderly occupants. Most of the proposals for elderly as well as those with no age restriction were located in Councilman Chuck Condola's district.
The thing I heard over and over again from my constituents, and that I agree with, is we didn't want anything that might potentially hurt development, whether that be retail, residential, or business, on the single-member District 3 or East Bryan corridor. And in particular, where a lot of those that applied were looking for multifamily residential with income assisted. We didn't think that that would necessarily go well with what we're hoping to see out there in that East Bryan corridor as far as development.
Condola says Mayor Jason Bienski was not involved.
As a realtor, he represents one of the developers, that not the person that owns the dirt, but the person developing the dirt in the deal, in the transaction. So from the very start of any of this, he let us know right away that he had professionally, he was representing someone, so he recused himself from any and all conversations about this.
Council recommended 68 units east of Highway 6 near Briarcrest and 90 units in the Park Hudson area. Final action from the state could come as early as next month. If you regularly go to and from Houston, you might catch a major move of Texas A&M's Mays Business School. The Board of Regents has given the green light to leave the Woodlands to head southwest.
The Woodlands site, for a variety of reasons, became untenable to us. Other tenants there have left. And the ability we'd have to use that space without huge investments is really no longer there. And we did a very diligent search, I think, for better space in areas that are really appropriately located for the kind of students we attract to that program, and this site emerged.
A&M President Bowen Lofton says they'll occupy space yet to be built in the high-visibility area of Beltway 8 and Interstate 10. There's an initial build-out cost of more than $1 million, and rent starts at almost $800,000 a year. Lofton says the Mays program should continue to turn a profit, though, with even more revenue possible from expanding other programs and hosting third-party events. Scientists in Texas have found what they believe is the oldest confirmed site of human habitation in the Americas. The settlement, estimated to be more than 15,000 years old, is in a valley north of Austin.
You know, like the bumper sticker says, you know, they weren't born in Texas, but they got here as fast as they could.
Texas A&M archaeologist Michael Waters led the team of researchers who made the discovery. Waters says the first Americans may have traveled down the West Coast by boat after arriving to North America from Asia. A Texas House committee is looking to clarify who charges sales taxes when shopping on the Internet. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
It's a pretty complicated system of what businesses have to charge sales taxes to Texans shopping on the Internet and which don't. A couple of bills being considered would mean most websites selling stuff to Texans would have to collect sales taxes. Austin Democratic State Representative Elliot Neistat says that's only fair.
Congress seems reluctant to act, so let's do what we can in Texas.
But some affiliate marketers are concerned the bill will cost them business because companies will no longer want to buy Internet ads aimed at Texans because of the sales tax charges. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And three people are dead, including two from Milam County in a fiery South Plains crash of a vintage airplane. The Monday accident in Dickens County killed the pilot and his parents. 40-year-old pilot Jake Jenkins of Lubbock was killed along with 71-year-old Kirby Dan Jenkins and 68-year-old Dorothy Jenkins, both of Rockdale. The 1946 Stenson 108 was en route from Dickens to Rockdale when it went down in a field. The cause of the crash is under investigation. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 61 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Experience Olson Magic firsthand by purchasing the Aggie Baseball Pick 6 plan. For just $60, fans can pick any six home games. Use the tickets to entertain clients, give the tickets as gifts, or bring the family out for exciting Aggie Baseball. Great seats are still available. To purchase your Pick 6 plan, go to 12thmanfoundation.com. Aggie Baseball, this is home.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
It's flu season, so wash your hands often, cover your cough and sneeze, stay home if you're sick, and get your flu shot, which now protects against H1N1. Learn more at texasflu.org or dial 211. Stopping the flu is up to you. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do a little bit of weather. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for a passing shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures up to about 75 to 80. There may be some patchy fog out there this morning. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Some of them may be strong. Lows overnight near 55. Tomorrow, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day, highs 65 to 70. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Mostly cloudy Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Final Four is the prize tonight as the Aggies take on the Baylor Bears in Dallas for the Dallas Regional Championship. We will hear from Gary Blair as they talk about how to go against Brittany Griner of the Baylor Bears and how to How to win against her. We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball is at UTA tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
7:13. So today, by the way, is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
Oh, well, good.
So
go give them some business.
Yeah, go give moms and pops some business.
I try to give mom and pop business every time I can. Yeah,
if they're hanging on after the Blue Monster got here, good for them.
Some mom and pops just
now
don't
now it's
make
like
it.
The Earth Tone Monster.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, but the greeters, the aforementioned greeters, are still wearing blue.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And you say that on Sam Walton's birthday.
Yeah,
isn't it something that Mom and Pop Day comes on Sam Walton's birthday? What's that all about?
Well, that's how Sam Walton started.
Yeah, that's
out.
True. Yeah, you're right. But you can't really call it a Mom and Pop store anymore, though.
No.
Kind of wanted you to be a member of their family.
Yeah.
So there.
There you go.
Yesterday we had the story about the unlikely fact that two people out of 5.9 million in ESPN's tournament bracket challenge had actually predicted all four teams correctly.
Yeah.
Sounds like a coin flip ballot or a coin flip bracket.
Well, I think they interviewed one of them or both of them, and one of them admitted that they had no idea what they were doing.
Joe Perlman is an IT worker from East Brunswick, New Jersey, who happens to be one of those two people. How did he navigate the waters? He said it didn't hurt that he didn't have much of a clue. This is the guy. Perlman says that on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd rate his college basketball knowledge as a 2. And for the sound of it, he didn't think didn't keep picking VCU because of anything in particular that he liked about VCU. It's because he likes picking USC.
And so he thought he was picking USC?
Well, USC.
That V looked like a U.
Well, they faced VCU
in the play-in game.
Right, in the play-in game before the start of the
real
tournament.
Excuse me, that would be round one.
Yeah,
which
that's
right. I hate
that
they've called that round one. But anyway, go ahead.
So, therefore, his wisest decision was to stick with his USC pick even after their early loss meant that it wasn't a USC pick anymore. So he just went with VCU. And as for Connecticut, it's his home state, Kentucky. The coach used to head up the New Jersey Nets. He's a fan of that. That's his hometown team. As for Butler, Perlman likes the coach.
Well, you know, I was thinking about yesterday, and I could see, okay, if you're a VCU fan, you know, you say, okay, well, I'm going to enter this ESPN contest. It's free, so what the heck? I'm going to pick VCU to go to the Final Four because I'm a fan. Well, then you think about Butler. You say, hey, Butler did it last year, so I'm going to do it again. And then you got Kentucky and UConn, which are legitimate programs, so you know, you could see in the far reaches that somebody could, you know, throw something like that together, I guess.
Yeah, I sure. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you could. I mean, it's plausible, I guess.
Well, did he ever say he was a multiple bracket guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was just the only one.
Yeah,
so.
Anyway,
the Butler's coach is making $1 million a year. Apparently, I saw a story yesterday.
And really?
They do have the ability to pay him some more.
Guy, buy a new pair of glasses.
Well, but here's the deal. Look,
really.
We were talking about this.
Grow some sideburns. Oh wait, never mind.
We were talking about this off the air. And again, that's the thing is this is a guy who is so calm for someone who's this young and just.
I know what I've never
34.
Seen one of his practices. I mean, does he get Bobby Knight like in the practice?
Well,
I wonder.
I mean, can
does
remember
he start throwing stuff.
We had a very successful coach in high school when I was going to high school who was very much that way. But the thing is, you know, he was well older than 34. He'd seen it all and done it all and been there. And it's a matter of, at 34, to have this calming sense of this inner peace, it would appear, is pretty interesting.
You look at this guy and you think, okay, now, son, I want you to dribble the ball.
Yeah, you know.
And see, but seriously, maybe he's a teacher.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Right, exactly.
And teachers.
He teaches differently than Bobby Knight.
Sure.
Because Bobby Knight is a teacher, too. It's just he doesn't bring the point home quite the same way.
And we haven't heard much about his staff and his assistant coaches, and which I don't think you ever hear enough about, you know, with assistant coaches. Because you go to the practice court, and if the head coach knows how to delegate and delegate right, those assistant coaches do a heck of a lot of work. They just don't get the airtime.
Unless the head coach is mic'd up.
Exactly, right.
If the head coach is mic'd up, then he's doing all the teaching.
Exactly, at that time, on that day.
Every now and then we come across a new iPhone.
Now, your cross over there, we really need to work on that. And the way you ran that particular play, I really think you're capable of doing it the next time around.
Because that's just the way they coach.
Yeah. Hey, what do I say now to them, man?
Every now and then we come across
who's
a new
player over there?
We come across a new iPhone app that makes us kind of wonder, how did this not already exist? This one's called Last Night Never Happened. LNNH markets itself as the world's first morning after app. But it's not what it sounds like. The app, you see, has one goal, and that is to wipe out all the tweets and status updates that you did when you were drunk last night in order to make your life more manageable.
What does it say about our society?
Yes, you're exactly right. All you have to do is sync the app with your Twitter or your Bookface account and tell them how many hours worth of activity you want to erase from the digital record. You push the button, and boom, the embarrassing messages are gone forever, or so you think. They may contact you when you become a captain of industry and say, hey, by the way, you remember when you did this? Yeah. See how that works out. 719. Okay. Hearing this will probably make you itchy. A group of researchers has shown that itching is contagious, just like yawning. When people see someone scratching, they are likely to suddenly start getting itchy.
Sure.
Even when the study subjects were given a few drops of liquid that was meant to induce itching in a particular part of the body, they often ended up scratching other parts of their body, suggesting it must be some central brain mechanism response. Researchers also believe that visual stimuli aren't really necessary. Simply thinking or reading about a person who is scratching could be enough to trigger the response.
That's why so many baseball fans scratch, you know, because they're always looking at it.
Next thing you're going to tell me is spitting is sympathetic as well.
Studies have shown that, all right, fine, here we go. Uh-huh. Studies have shown monkeys can also experience this phenomenon.
And you never see a monkey at a baseball game.
Once again, aren't you glad you stand during baseball games? Wow. Well, he did. So there. Anyway. Normally, you'd really want to get a fast getaway vehicle if you're going to pull a heist. These guys used stolen golf carts. They're taking down ATMs at country clubs. In their latest caper, the Fresno Bee says the thieves use an all-terrain vehicle to pull the top off an ATM, but they fled in a golf cart because... They couldn't get any cash. Yeah. No. Police believe.
Yeah. I
the
guess
same
more
crew that stole an ATM from another golf course earlier this month, again using a stolen golf cart as a getaway car. And I guess the golf cart is something you expect to see.
At the golf course.
Right. The idea of seeing the all-terrain is probably a little bit of a...
Are they wearing ugly pants?
It doesn't say. Doesn't say what they were wearing is when they did that.
Well, the maintenance crew drives ATMs, or I mean, all-terrain vehicles, not ATM. Sure, I'm getting my ATs mixed up here. ATPs.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's it.
It's all off their ATMs.
Rescue personnel in Dallas, Texas, called out to an accident involving a toilet paper holder.
An accident?
Entering a resident. Rescuers found 69-year-old female sitting.
Do we want to hear this?
There with a toilet paper holder impaled in her neck.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. My, it was like the cardboard one?
It was one of those standalone paper holder. It was the bar, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Like freestanding, sitting on the floor, metal things.
Yeah, something you buy at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, you know, I see.
Or something similar. According to the Dallas Morning News, the woman had no trouble breathing. She was able to speak. She told firefighters she simply slipped and fell.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
But she's okay?
Yep. She fell on the holder that happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Holder still had toilet paper on it. Rescuers decided to remove her from the scene. They used bolt cutters, took care of that, and she's fine.
Well, but the real question for any female is, was the seat down?
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras excludes premium subs. Subway. Eat fresh.
Something special's beginning this March. Subway is introducing the featured $5 footlong of the month. Each month, an extra special footlong joins our many $5 footlong favorites. In March, the meatball pepperoni is starting it off. Spicy pepperoni and mondelicious meatballs makes for a flavor combination you'll have to taste to believe. Hurry! The meatball pepperoni is a $5 footlong in March only. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and they've done that through giving you fair prices and great service. When you need glass replaced, quite often you have to worry about safety and security as well. And so Acme Glass responds, and they respond quickly. They'll respond to you at your location. If it obviously if it's your business and they need or your home, then they have to go there. But you know, they'll do the same thing for your vehicle, because more and more as you have a busy lifestyle or your vehicles are tied up during the day, that you need to have it done at your location, and Acme Glass can do that for you. Likewise, they're convenient because they're open a half day on Saturdays. That way you can get work done on Saturdays as well. In addition, for instance, if it's a side glass, quite often they can do minor repairs as well if that needs to be done, because obviously they're aware of the mechanisms inside the window, so they can help you out with that. But most importantly, they're there at times when it is convenient for you, and it makes the choice easy for you to choose Acme Glass. They've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street, one in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. They get glass deliveries more than once a day, so that if you have a piece of glass that's even for a vehicle that might be difficult to fit, they can respond quickly to you, too. For more than 65 years, Acme Glass.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have.
Hold everything. You've heard of their bulletproof roof guarantee, but now you can also get that same great guarantee when you purchase vinyl replacement windows from Schulte Roofing. Manufactured by Simonton, they offer a double lifetime transferable warranty and accidental glass breakage for 20 years. And it wouldn't be the bulletproof guarantee if I didn't tell you, if you're not 100% totally satisfied with your new vinyl windows, they're free. Call Schulte Roofing today for a free quote on vinyl replacement windows, 936-825-3690. That's 936-825-3690.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Mom, I'm bored.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brass's Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brass's Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. If your business wants to reach active parents and families with your advertising message, find out more about Brass's Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY. 30% chance of some showers today. Winds out of the east, and we'll have a high temperature of 73. Tonight, a 50-50 chance of showers. Winds come around out of the north. Thunderstorms mainly before probably 1 in the morning. So we'll hope that that happens, because we could use the shower. 64 for a high temperature on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain. Down to 47 on Wednesday night. Then climbing back up into the middle and lower 70s on Thursday and Friday. Around 80 for Saturday is what they're telling us. So a chance of showers. We'll keep our fingers crossed right now. Humidity is 73%. Winds are from the east at 6. Overcast skies, and we have 62 out there.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Season of Local Connections comes to an exciting finale on Sunday, April 10th at 5 p.m. Music director Marcelo Busighi conducts the orchestra and concert hall favorites Capriccio Italien by Tchaikovsky and Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Works written by composers with roots in the Brazos Valley, Trent Hanna and George Hauptzell, will also be featured. Join us April 10th at Rudder Theater for this concert. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bvso.org or call the MSC box office.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In Saturday's Washington Post, columnist Mark Fisher traced the origins of the current turmoil in the Middle East. It started in Tunisia, which erupted after the suicide of a fruit vendor. He'd been the victim of a corrupt policewoman, found no justice from government officials. Revolutions are explosions of frustration and rage that build over time, sometimes over decades, Fisher writes. Although their political roots are deep, it's often a single spark that ignites them. Well, let's apply that to our country. For decades, frustration and rage have been building among those who toil endlessly to provide benefits and transfer income to those who don't. No matter how much income is taxed and transferred, it's never enough. There's always another new social program to fund, while existing programs siphon taxpayer money. Meanwhile, increasing regulations and government policies like those crippling our production of energy make it harder to stay in business. The producers are increasingly being forced to pay for the health care and pensions of the leeches. When government workers are required to pay just a portion of their own benefits, they protest violently, even though their salaries are higher than those in the private sector. Ask the government to enforce immigration law, you're called a racist xenophobe. The Tea Party was the beginning. If there's not a change in the way business in America is conducted, don't think another revolution can't happen here. Hopefully, it will at the ballot box.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. Attention parents, if your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we will offer you our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, for free as part of a national market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 program for free. Call now and find out how you can participate. 1-800-814-5064. 1-800-814-5064. That's 1-800-814-5064.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 898-STEEL.
898-STEEL.
That's 800-987-8335.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Has your employment status changed? ANCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss ANCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact ANCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call ANCO today. 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 61 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high in the lower 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The death of a Bryan man who fell from a third floor window is under investigation. Bryan firefighters were first called late Sunday afternoon to the Horizon Treatment Facility at 28th and Sims. Officer John Agnew says police were called shortly thereafter.
The detectives responded to the scene along with police officers, and they began to interview people out there and look for any signs as to why this gentleman fell from the third floor. There's no immediate signs of foul play, but you know, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered, and detectives are definitely looking at all different avenues of the investigation.
An autopsy will be done on the victim, 44-year-old Juan Monsivais. Horizon is operated by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. Sometime next month, we'll hear if state housing tax credits will be given to either of the developers wanting to build apartments for low-income elderly residents in Bryan. City Council recently considered 8 requests, 5 in Bryan, and most of those located in Councilman Chuck Condola's district. Condola says he heard from constituents who didn't want low-income apartments without age restrictions.
The multifamily units where they're 3 and 4 bedroom, 3 and 4 stories high, over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm elected to represent the people of East Bryan, and the folks in that area didn't think that that would mix well with what we'd like to see come, which is residential, retail, and office development.
Condola supports the residents' concerns, and council followed suit, recommending the two smallest projects. Both would accommodate low-income elderly occupants.
Our opinion was that done correctly might be senior-restricted, where you don't have a drain on BISD, and where you do have people that are going to add to the tax base. They're going to spend their money in Bryan. They're going to live in Bryan, and again, the development will complement what's around it.
The council chose 90 units in the Park Hudson area and 68 units east of Highway 6 near Briarcrest. Mayor Jason Byinski was not involved in the discussions or vote because he represented one of the developers as their real estate agent. In just more than a year, Texas A&M University will have a bigger presence in Houston. The Board of Regents approved President Bowen Lofton's request to occupy space yet to be built in the high visibility area of Interstate 10 and Beltway 8. Lofton says the primary purpose of moving west is the expanding Mays School programs now in the Woodlands.
How's the program doing?
My sense is very well. It makes money, sir.
And still make money after the new lease?
We think so.
The new space also brings additional opportunities.
Other units of the university have been encouraged to consider using that space as well and sharing course rental costs as appropriate. If they have programs, it could be well served there.
There's an initial build-out cost of more than $1 million, and rent starts at almost $800,000 a year. Some are comparing it to finding the Garden of Eden. It's a settlement estimated to be more than 15,000 years old, located in a valley north of Austin.
Some of the earliest inhabitants of the New World were right here in Texas.
Texas A&M archaeologist Michael Waters led the team of researchers who made the discovery of what they believe is the oldest confirmed site of human habitation in the Americas. In his explanation of why he expanded America's military presence to a third front, President Obama says he acted out of a sense of moral obligation in Libya.
One of the questions the president answered was why? Because he said a massacre was imminent against the rebel-held town of Benghazi.
It was not in our national interest to let that happen. I refused to let that happen.
The president saying the United States can't act whenever there is repression, but Libya, he says, was a special case. While the president has said Colonel Muammar Gaddafi must go, he is not prepared to force him out.
We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission.
The president said other nations will now take the lead, with the U.S. providing support. What he did not say is how long U.S. involvement may last and at what cost. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
And a new study on Medicare shows its complexity makes it hard to make changes without causing ripple effects elsewhere in the system. The nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation says raising the eligibility age to 67, as is being done with Social Security, would save Medicare billions. But it would also likely cost employers more because people would work longer just to keep their medical coverage. The study says even people under 30 would be hit because more seniors ages 65 and 66 would remain in the insurance pool and thereby raise costs. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 61 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Spend less time mowing and let Hogan's Trucks Unlimited make mowing as close to fun as it gets this year. New zero-turn mowers starting at just $21.99. Hi, this is David Hogan, personally inviting you to come out for the best deals of the year on our full line of zero-turn mowers. Get 0% financing on new Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet zero-turn mowers starting as low as $21.99. Hogan's Trucks Unlimited, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass. Call us at 778-7481 or visit hogantrucks.com.
Put on your boots, chaps, and cowboy hats for the 15th Annual Cattle Barons Ball, Friday, April 1st at the Brazos County Expo. Join us for an evening of great entertainment with dinner, dancing, live and silent auctions, and gaming parlors. Tickets start at just $125. Come out and party with a purpose at the 15th Annual Cattle Barons Ball on April 1st, benefiting the American Cancer Society. For more information, call 776-1464.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the region for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon.
Temperatures are going to probably be up to about 75 to 80. We could have some strong showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight. Those will drop down to about 55. For tomorrow, there's going to be a decent amount of cloudiness. There may be some showers. I think temperatures tomorrow are probably going to be up to about 65 to 70. The outlook for tomorrow night, scattered showers 50 to 55. And during the day on Thursday, we'll have clouds and showers. High temperatures, they're going to be around 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, to beat the Baylor Bears, you've got to at least limit what Brittany Griner does, and she does a lot on both ends of the floor. We'll hear from Gary Blair as he talks about how they might go about doing that tonight in the regional championship game at Dallas. We'll also talk some Aggie baseball, the NBA, and more coming up in sports.
Coming up in sports. That's pretty cool. They filled up a couple of buses, huh?
Yeah, they filled up one, two. They're trying for a third, and they've got a free bus for students only.
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's good.
So that's good because the Baylor folks have a lot of people there. They showed that the other night. So hopefully it'll be a lot of maroon and green there tonight.
Well, I suppose that'll probably be the case.
Yeah.
All right. So circadian rhythms.
Ah. Oh, yeah. I remember when they were here.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a great, intimate gatherings performance.
Yeah, they did.
They tell us that it's a 24-hour clock that we have inside of us. I'm not sure if it's 24 hours or not, but at this point in your life, you know, what the heck, you go with it. So what they have shown now is that, obviously, based on the kind of people we are, morning people, evening people, when are the best times for us to be doing certain things? For instance, people with depression, their mood may be better in the morning. Do you know your lowest body temperature? Again, this is based on if you go to bed at 11 o'clock, which I don't. And you get up at 7 in the morning, which I don't.
Ah.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You know what that would mean? That would mean 8 hours of sleep.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, we have a problem there first because
right.
I don't know how many of us, well, none of us, but people listening to us end up having that 8 hours of sleep. But let's go ahead and say, okay, sure, fine, right. That's the case. Your lowest body temperature is at 4:30 in the morning. Your melatonin secretion stops at 7:30, means it's, you know, you should already be up and going.
Uh-huh.
Your best coordination is at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wake me up and show me that.
Yeah, really.
Your fastest.
Well, that's good. That's right before I walk to get my daughter. So
there you go.
Maybe it'll reduce the chance that I'm.
This means you're sleeping until 7.
True.
So you're missing that.
That's right.
Yeah. Your fastest reaction time is at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Huh?
Yeah. And, again, if you go to bed at 11 o'clock, your deepest sleep is at 2 in the morning. So, I mean, I guess you could adjust that based on what time you go to bed. For people with depression, by the way, your mood may be worst at night. So just remember that.
You know that show that you and I like on Sundays? I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. Did you hear Ben Stein's commentary about sleep?
Yeah, sleep whenever you can, right?
Oh, man, I mean, he was saying, I mean, you know, he went as far to say that a lot of the world's problems would be better or solved if people got more sleep. I mean, you know, he was that much. And he said 8 hours is not enough. You need 10 hours, to which I snarkled. But yeah, I mean, he did a whole commentary on sleep and how the world just doesn't get enough sleep.
Well, as you're driving to school or work or whatever with your kiddos, or maybe they go separately. Here's something new for you to worry about.
Make them drive and you catch a nap.
That'd be a good thing. It's bookface syndrome. Bookface syndrome.
Uh-huh.
It's a new study from the American Academy of Pediatrics. That's, of course, APP for short.
I heard what you did.
Yeah. Worried about the negative effects of social media like Bookface and recommends pediatricians and parents start asking kids about Bookface. I know, like this is really going to happen. Johnny, Susie, let's sit down and talk about Bookface. It's Facebook, Dad! Okay. Dr. Gwen O'Keefe, who
not according to the well-informed gentleman on the radio, is not.
That's right, yeah. Who wrote the new guidelines for pediatricians, says that Facebook is now the new mall where kids go to hang out and see popular kids posting photos and commenting about friends and having a great time, which is going to make your child feel like he or she has no friends. Or they'll read mean posts from cyberbullies or somebody repeatedly running a friend tally to report what their popularity might be. And again, at a time when kids are having issues with that anyway. Excuse me, they're having problems with that. I don't like the issue word. They're having problems with that anyway. They see that somebody has 200 friends or whatever, then all of a sudden it bums them out. And it really shouldn't. According to the poll of data...
Well, on the outside chance that there is someone listening to this radio show right this very moment who has that problem, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because your mom or dad forces you to listen to the old guys on the radio as you go to school. Yeah. Can I just tell you something, young person? Not the least of which is that life goes on, but I have 1,100 Facebook friends, and not very many of them actually know me.
Yeah. It's just
so use the term friends very loosely.
Yeah.
In terms of friends, I have a pretty strict definition of a friend, and that's somebody that no matter what you do, and no matter what happens in your life, they couldn't love you any more or any less than they already do. And by that definition, I have precious, precious few friends.
Yeah, I think that's very adequate. 22% of teens logging onto their favorite social media sites do so more than 10 times a day. 50% logging on at least once a day. 3/4 have their own cell phones, 1/4 of them using the phones for social media and instant messaging. You know, does that go on at the dinner table? And as a result, and part of it, listen, yeah.
By the way, it's funny how, you know how before you have children, you make these grandiose comments.
Never take them to fast food.
When I have kids, it'll never happen, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, you know, we've eaten our words for 8 years on that now.
Yeah.
But it's funny, and you know, I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this, but, cause my wife's not at work yet.
What?
But the statement was made, you know, something about, you know, the kids were, it was one of those cute young children moments, you know, when both of them were just getting along swimmingly, and you know, the other night, and I said, enjoy it. I said, a few years from now, it'll be mom, you know, or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And I said, or texting or whatever else is going on at, you know, whatever else the 12 and 13 year olds are going to be doing in 5 years. And, the statement was made, not in our house.
Yeah.
I just kind of made a mental note of that.
Hope that can happen.
Honey, I may put you in charge of enforcing that rule then. So.
Hello.
Hey, I agree you can't have 1,400 friends, but one of the college kids was telling me there's a new social network that limits you to, like, a maximum of 20 friends.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I haven't heard about that.
See if that happens. But, again, and part of it has to come back on us as parents. It really, really does.
Oh,
because
gosh, no doubt.
Our kiddos watch us. They do watch us. Are you sitting in front of a computer? Are you banging away on that device right now at a time when you could – probably put it down and do something else that would enrich you and, more importantly, enrich the people around you. And, hey, I've done it too. I'm not preaching to you from some high horse, but it's just the idea that stopping and seeing what your kiddos are going through is not – I mean, what they have is more things that can cause them to feel badly, I think, than we did. Certainly, Chase, when you were that age, and definitely when Tom and I were that age. And it's just a matter of get out in the sunshine. Let the air on you, you know, blow on you a little bit. Go out there and have a good time and enjoy yourself and be safe in your decisions and things will be okay. You're an all right person. You really, really are. And the opportunity for you to go make something of yourself should not be impacted in any way by what you're reading on some little electronic device that you're holding in your hand or that you're sitting in front of. So go do it.
Preach on, brother.
There you are. 7:46.
Having severe back pain and sciatica can bring life to a standstill. You can't work. Can't take care of the house or even sit in the car for a 30-minute drive. You can't remember the last time you had a restful night's sleep. And it's almost impossible for anyone around you to understand how you feel. Hello, I'm Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. If you hate the idea of more pain pills, more injections, or even back surgery, but don't know what else to do, call me for a free consultation about my safe, gentle and effective treatment program available nowhere else in the Brazos Valley that gives most folks significant relief in just 2 weeks. This unique treatment program is covered by most insurance plans, so call 822-2225 for your free, no-obligation consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
That's Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Most of us pride ourselves on being self-sufficient, but is this kind of individualism always healthy? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Unfortunately for many of us, individualism can quickly turn into isolation. We spend so much time taking care of ourselves that we end up pushing others away. When a crisis arises, our friends might not even know how to step in and help us. Think about how you react when someone you know experiences a death in the family. We feel awkward reaching out to those in mourning. We might attend the funeral and offer words of consolation. But then we step back again. My mom died when I was young, and my stepfather abandoned my siblings and me right after the funeral. We had to rely on each other. I don't think people outside our immediate family knew quite how to help or what to say. British author C.S. Lewis said that when his wife died, he felt like an embarrassment to those around him. He wrote, "I see people as they approach me, trying to make up their minds whether they'll say something about it or not." If you know someone who's mourning or hurting, let me encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. Talk to them. Put an arm around them. Don't let a fear of awkwardness prevent you from reaching out to someone who's hurting. They're not as self-sufficient as you might think they are, and neither are you. As human beings, you and I were created for community. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Betsy, a hairstylist at a busy salon, talks about the Keurig brewing system, the single-cup coffee system with over 200 varieties of coffees, teas, and more.
Keurig means good coffee. We have hundreds of clients every day, and just about everyone has a cup of Keurig coffee.
So why is anyone still drinking stale coffee from a pot?
I'm stumped on that one.
Me too, Betsy. To get Keurig in your office or to tell the world what Keurig means to you, visit KeurigMeans.com. That's KeurigMeans.com.
For contractors looking to cut costs, a Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure treated decking. The water repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take one more look at sports. Well, it's just like the bracket makers figured that it would be. They put Baylor and Texas A&M in the same region. It will be the fourth meeting between these two top five ranked teams this year, with the prize being a trip to the Final Four in Indianapolis. Baylor won all three previous meetings by three and then by nine and then by 3 points again. To beat Baylor, you don't have to stop, but you do have to at least limit the game of sophomore superstar Brittany Griner, who averages 23 points and 8 rebounds a game and has 168 blocks in the three wins over A&M. She scored 17, 26, and 31 against the Aggies. She scored 40 against Green Bay on Sunday. Defense is what she does the best, so how do you score on her? Here's A&M's Adora Alanu.
I think it's really important as far as whoever Brittany is guarding, which is the four player, I think we have to just be cognizant and just knock down our shots since it is pretty much open since she's helping off and staying in the lane. But I think the four position is very important because we have to knock down the shot, keep her honest, and as long as anyone that's in that spot is doing it, then I think we'll be very successful.
Gary Blair says she's going to score, but it can be limited.
Sometimes you just got to pat Griner on the rear and say, nice shot. Because there isn't anything you can do about it. You just try to keep her from her spots. You're not worried about the dunk or anything like that. You're worried about her spots and when she jumps into you and draws a foul when you're holding your hands up. She just forces her way into you. Sometimes it's called, sometimes it's not called. And so you try to limit that side. That's her favorite shot over there. And what you hope that she shoots a lot of sky hooks and fadeaways and everything like that. And if she makes one, that's two. But don't give her the and one.
Danielle Adams, of course, is the key for Texas A&M, has not had good games against Baylor in three previous games this year, averaging just 11 points a game. She averages 23 for the year. Adams talks about the matchup.
I mean, we've looked for this opportunity since we lost to them in the Big 12 championship. I mean, we was hoping we was going to get this matchup again just so we can get over that hump. I mean, the first three times we played them, we weren't quite there, and we played them close games all three times. But we know we can beat them, and we know what we can do, and we just got to make good shot selections and just make better decisions.
Tip-off tonight a little after 8 o'clock. You'll be able to hear the game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. The winner tonight will meet Stanford in the national semifinal game in Indianapolis next Sunday. Stanford beat Gonzaga last night to win the Spokane Regional. Notre Dame upset Tennessee last night to win the Dayton Regional. The Irish will meet tonight's winner between UConn and Duke. By the way, that call for fans to buy tickets for a bus ride to Dallas tonight filled up not one, not two, but now they're trying to fill up a third bus. Plus, there's a free bus going for students only. So there'll be some maroon in the stands at the American Airlines Center tonight. Aggie baseball team looking for their seventh straight win tonight. They're in the Metroplex. They'll face the moving Mavs of UT Arlington in a game that first pitches at 6:30. The Aggies are on the road for 9 of their next 10 games starting tonight. They'll go to Kansas State this weekend. It'll be the first of two meetings this year between the teams. UTA will visit Olsen Field May the 17th. Dylan Mendoza will get the midweek start as the Aggies go for their 20th win of the year. You can hear the game right here on 1620 tonight with the pregame starting at 6:05. Two former athletic department employees at the University of Kansas are seeking probation for their roles in a $2 million ticket scalping scheme. Federal court documents filed yesterday by defense lawyers request leniency for former systems analyst Cassie Liebisch and former assistant athletic director Rodney Jones. Prosecutors have not filed their response. Liebisch faces sentencing Wednesday, Jones on Thursday. Both pleaded guilty to conspiracy. Seven people have been charged in the scandal. Two got probation after pleading guilty to not reporting the scam to authorities. Five others pleaded guilty to more serious charges of conspiracy and agreed to a $2 million forfeiture. Sentencing guidelines call for 37 to 46 months in prison for Liebisch and 46 to 57 months for Jones. Three-time WNBA Most Valuable Player Cheryl Swoops is returning to the league, signing a deal with the Tulsa Shock. Tulsa is coached by former Arkansas coach Nolan Richardson. She signed on Monday. Swoops turned 40 last week and last played in the WNBA in 2008 for the Seattle Storm. The former Texas Tech star won four WNBA titles while playing for the now-defunct Houston Comets. And the Portland Trail Blazers beat the slumping San Antonio Spurs 100-92. Spurs are playing without Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Tim Duncan, all out with injuries last night, and they've lost four in a row. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Gas prices extremely high, the economy still suffering right now, and if you're trying to sell your house, you know it is a buyer's market, which is not necessarily good when you're trying to sell your house. It does not pay to go with a realtor that does not make sure your home stands out above everyone else. You want to make sure your realtor does make sure your home stands out above all the others in your neighborhood and all the others in your price range. You want to make sure that your realtor communicates well. You want to make sure that your realtor goes above and beyond just putting a sign in your yard or black and white flyers in one of those bins on the sign. That's why Zweiker & Associates Real Estate specializes in great communication, specializes in great marketing, and specializes in making their clients' homes stand out head and shoulders above the others. Check them out, ZARealEstate.com. Make sure you get what you're looking for out of your realtor. Zweiker and Associates. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
Make your manicure, pedicure, massage, or hair appointment today with Cassie at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Whether you're wanting a new style for your hair or just to relax with a massage, manicure, or pedicure combo, book your appointment now with Cassie. Call 693-0350 today. Whether your goal is to enhance your current beauty regimen, achieve a brand new look, or simply relax and get away from everyday stresses, call the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa at 693-0350 to book your appointment today. That's 693-0350.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We know it's Tuesday. We'll do this after Chase's news at 8 o'clock. Okay, we'll have music for you.
And do you have one picked out?
I do. I've got one picked out. All right, so we'll find him.
Never let anybody else pick the music.
Okay, you can pick next week. How's that?
And woo-hoo!
Then Tom can go to his Dick Clark Greatest Hits album. I
hope there's a Fabian song out there somewhere.
Are you guys like me? Do you have better handwriting?
No, we're not.
I think it's pretty well established.
No, we're not like you.
Okay. In this way, do you have better handwriting on some days than others?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, so I do.
I mean, it's
mine's
equal.
Just as bad all the time.
It's bad. It just goes from bad to worse.
Okay, no, sometimes I have really good handwriting,
but sometimes I
don't. All right. I think it's because I'm ADD, but and also because I heard a doc say that to one of my ADD kids, and I went, ooh, I like that.
A doc's lecturing about handwriting?
Yeah, really. So, yeah. Cursive writing indicates the writer is comfortable reaching out to others with the connected stroke between letters akin to a handshake. The cursive practitioner can relate to others and displays traits of logic and organization. Print writing, however.
Then the doctors must be real comfortable with the pharmacists.
Yeah, really. He knows what it is. Hey, copy, he's got a question. Print writing, which is growing in popularity, is the mark of people who value clarity and control.
Really? It was on Do Not Disturb, and it still did that.
Well, that's what it does when you punch Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, exactly.
It disturbs you.
Somebody was calling the newsroom, and I'm like, oh, I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
And
so.
It's on Do Not Disturb, and it still does that.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. By going into and bombing Libya,
we have stopped Gaddafi's deadly advance.
And President Obama says it was the right thing to do to prevent a massacre. But he adds the U.S. won't send in ground troops, and we aren't going to be in charge.
This transfer from the United States to NATO will take place on Wednesday.
Or maybe not. That could be delayed a little. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has that live in London, where Secretary of State Clinton has met with Libyan rebel leaders.
Right, Dave, a diplomat here is reported saying NATO will delay by another day taking the no-fly zone, despite President Obama's assertion that'll happen Wednesday. Meanwhile, Secretary Clinton right now here in London meeting with NATO and some Arab foreign ministers. Britain says the cleanest solution in Libya will be Colonel Gaddafi calling off attacks.
It's once we have that ceasefire that then we have something to work on.
UK Foreign Secretary William Hague, Italy, proposing exile and no trial for Gaddafi. Dave?
Alistair, change is coming to Syria after a week of deadly protests. State TV says the cabinet has resigned, but not the president. This hours after a huge rally in Damascus by thousands of pro-government supporters. Japan shaken up again. Another powerful quake aftershock off the coast. No tsunami warning issued. This as the prime minister calls the ongoing nuclear crisis their worst since World War II. Fox News Radio's Mike Tuggle live in Tokyo.
Dave, the amount of plutonium found near the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant is the same level as found in most Japanese soil, according to the Tokyo Electric Power Company. So they say the fact that it has been found there is not a health hazard. Large amounts of plutonium are very dangerous because it's very difficult to eliminate from the human body and can cause cancer. Emergency crews at the plant continue grappling with everything from malfunctioning pumps to dangerous spikes in this radiation, Dave.
And Mike, some women who work at Walmart claim the retailer discriminates, paying men more and promoting them more. Walmart discounts that and is going to the Supreme Court, challenging the class action case as too big with too many plaintiffs claiming something that isn't true. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we don't think it's enough to just offer great rates. That's why we've created a CD with a rate that can get, well, greater. The Ally Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD. You start off with a rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. Then you have the option of a one-time increase if our rates go up over the course of the term. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our Raise Your Rate 2-year CD or to open an account, visit allybank.com. Member FDIC.
For contractors looking to cut costs, a Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure treated decking. The water repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
You've done your part. You're insured. Now a big windstorm has swept through the area and damaged your roof. You find yourself fighting with your insurance company because they don't want to replace your entire roof. Don't fight for what is rightfully yours. Call Insurance Claim Specialists. They're here to fight for you. With over 70 years of experience, Insurance Claim Specialists specializes in property damage, handling fires, earthquakes, floods, wind, hail, hurricanes, vandalism, and any other type of damage to your commercial property or home. Call toll-free 866-582-4591 for a free evaluation of your claim. That's 866-582-4591.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too. Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 61 degrees right now at the studios. High today should get up to about the lowers to mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan police are investigating the death of a local man who fell from the third-floor window of a drug treatment center. Officer John Agnew says it happened Sunday just before 6 p.m. at 28th and Sims, where the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse operates the Horizon Inpatient Treatment Facility.
The Bryan Police Department was requested by the Bryan Fire Department to assist with a man down call over at 405 West 28th Street in Bryan, which is the Horizon. There they found a 44-year-old male unconscious and unresponsive who appeared to have fallen from the third story of the facility there.
An autopsy will be done on the victim, who was identified as 44-year-old Juan Monsivais. Bryan City Council has let a state agency know its preferences for future state housing tax credits. Out of 8 requests from developers across Central Texas, 5 are from Bryan. Council chose to support the 2 smallest projects, with both accommodating low-income elderly occupants. Most of the proposals for elderly, as well as those with no age restrictions, were located in Councilman Chuck Conderla's district.
The thing I heard over and over again from my constituents, and that I agree with, is we didn't want anything that might potentially hurt development, whether that be retail, residential, or business, on the single-member District 3 or East Bryan corridor, and in particular where a lot of those those that applied were looking for multifamily residential with income assisted. We didn't think that that would necessarily go well with what we're hoping to see out there in that East Bryan corridor as far as development.
Council recommended 68 units east of Highway 6 near Briarcrest and 90 units in the Park Hudson area. Final action from the state could come as early as next month. If you regularly go to and from Houston, you may catch a major move of the Texas A&M Mays Business School. The Board of Regents has given the green light to leave the Woodlands and head southwest.
The Woodlands site, for a variety of reasons, became untenable to us. Other tenants there have left, and the ability we'd have to use that space without huge investments is really no longer there. And we did a very diligent search, I think, for better space in areas that are really appropriately located for the kind of students we attract to that program, and this site emerged.
A&M President Bowen Lofton says they'll occupy space yet to be built in the high-visibility area of Beltway 8 and Interstate 10. There's an initial build-out cost of more than $1 million, and rent starts at almost $800,000 a year. Lofton says the Mays program should continue to turn a profit with even more revenue possible from expanding other programs and hosting third-party events. Scientists in Texas have found what they believe is the oldest confirmed site of human habitation in the Americas. The settlement, estimated to be more than 15,000 years old, is in a valley north of Austin.
You know, like the bumper sticker says, you know, they weren't born in Texas, but they got here as fast as they could.
Texas A&M archaeologist Michael Waters led the team of researchers who made the discovery. Waters says the first Americans may have traveled down the West Coast by boat after arriving to North America from Asia. A Texas House committee is looking to clarify who charges sales taxes when shopping on the Internet. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
It's a pretty complicated system of what businesses have to charge sales taxes to Texans shopping on the Internet and which don't. A couple of bills being considered would mean most websites selling stuff to Texans would have to collect sales taxes. Austin Democratic State Representative Elliot Neistat says that's only fair.
Congress seems reluctant to act. So let's do what we can in Texas.
But some affiliate marketers are concerned the bill will cost them business because companies will no longer want to buy Internet ads aimed at Texans because of the sales tax charges. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And three people are dead, including two from Milam County, in a fiery South Plains crash of a vintage airplane. The Monday accident in Dickens County killed the pilot and his parents. The 40-year-old pilot, Jake Jenkins of Lubbock, was killed along with 71-year-old Kirby Dan Jenkins and 68-year-old Dorothy Jenkins, both of Rockdale. The 1946 Stenson 108 was en route from Dickens to Rockdale when it went down in a field. The cause of the crash is under investigation. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 61 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Drew, chiropractor, and Innovative Fitness. If you have an idea for the show we'd love to include it on the air, send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2011 Accord, Civic, CRV, Fit, and Insight. Get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2011 Pilot. Or drive the lane with low lease payments, like $190 per month for up to 36 months on the 2011 Civic Sedan. We've got a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hey, good morning. It's 812. let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for a passing shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures up to about 75 to 80. There may be some patchy fog out there this morning. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Some of them may be strong. Lows overnight near 55. Tomorrow, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs 65 to 70. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Mostly cloudy Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I think he missed on the fog thing. I mean, he just went him close on that. That fog didn't
Why don't you call him up and tell him? Just berate him right here on the radio.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. Hey, but a shout out to Mike Walters. Is that Waters at A&M, right?
Michael Waters. Well, yeah. The bumper sticker thing?
Yeah, that's the bumper sticker thing.
Who says an academic doesn't have a sense of humor?
I tell you, that's he got his name in the New York Times on Sunday, I'm just telling you.
Did he?
Yeah. And it said Texas A&M University in there, too. So.
Whoop. Did it have a whoop out there?
No, it didn't have any whoop. Just had that. But again, that's kind of fun. So it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Time to go to the phones
and
listen to the call that we got.
A fan,
not too long ago.
There
from
we go.
A lady who
it's been a little while ago.
This
long time listener.
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. Mm. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
That's what it is.
So far, since 6 o'clock, I've had is the two guys talking
Chase and Scott.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah, so, well, they were funny.
Maybe just a deal that happens on...
just on Tuesday.
It's not going to be that way every morning.
Why?
You know, I ask myself that every morning.
The humanity.
I just was wanting to let you know that
we lost your number anyway.
I would like to hear music on the radio.
Music?
Just text us.
It doesn't matter.
That's not that pressing.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
A little CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Just me, sweetie.
Hope this is the edited version.
It is, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. Come on now.
This is a catchy tune.
It is a good tune.
It is. That's elliptical all the way. Yeah.
He's the large fellow in that show called The Voice. He's also half of Gnarls Barkley. You take Danger Mouse out.
Got a little Stevie Wonder going there, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Which is interesting because Scott doesn't like Stevie Wonder.
No, I don't. I like this. This guy's got a classic voice.
I tell you what, I'm grooving in here.
I know. No, it's outstanding. It's called Forget You. Make sure that's the version you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one is a little disruptive.
A little blue.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Okay.
There you go.
Hello.
Yeah, every time I hear that recording, I think of that couple on Best of Show that had Weimaraner.
Uh-huh. You remember that. All right. That's it. Work up a sweat?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Are your guests dancing in there?
No, they're pretty laid back.
Yeah.
They like the song, though.
Oh, yeah.
CeeLo Green's okay. You like CeeLo?
I love CeeLo.
Gnarls Barkley was a group that had some pretty good music. All right, so anyway, let's talk. First, we're going to talk animal shelter. We usually do ladies first, but it's for years we've done animal shelter, and so here's Branton in this morning. How are you today?
All right, how you doing?
Good. How are things in the world of dogs and cats and such?
They're going well. We're excited this week. Friday, April 1st, and not an April Fool's joke, our first ever profit share with Charm and Charlie's, and that's in College Station in the same shopping center as World Market. 10% profit share with us, so 10% of the proceeds will go to the animal shelter that day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., but you must download a flyer from our website, and they should be up later today.
Okay.
Then on Saturday, the 2nd, we'll be out at It's a Grind for our mobile adoptions out there off of University. We'll have pets out there ready to go home.
So really?
So if you're looking for a furry one to take home that day, it'd be a good place to stop by.
Right there in front of the water event. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be fun. Okay, cool.
And then Sunday, April 10th, from 2 to 5, Paws a Tivoli Spring event. We'll be out at our new property. We'll have pictures with the Easter Bunny for the kids and for the animals. We'll have an Easter egg hunt. We'll have other events going on. And also what I wanted to do is give a shout-out to the students of A&M who participated in the big event. We had a bunch of students come out, helped us move a lot of stuff to our new property that Great. We need out there. And I just wanted to give a big thank you for them. If I missed anything, you can look us up on our website at BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can give us a call at 979-775-5755, or you can look us up on Facebook.
All right, good. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Chamber on, the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays, and also with the Chamber, because Dina's here. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. Well, the weather's warming up. The calendar just gets full.
It does. Yeah. And, we're going to be hanging out with animals tonight, which, is kind of a good segue after the animal
it
shelter.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
Except we're going to be buying them.
Good idea. We like that.
We're going to contribute to the local economy and to the youth of our community by going out to the youth livestock sale and spending our crawfish boil money tonight. So,
good.
Invite the public out there because these kids have worked really hard, and we really want to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit that they're developing through
this program. Absolutely, yep.
It's out the Brazos Center, or at the Expo Center this evening, starting at 6 o'clock. So come on out and support these kids. But next week, we're going to be giving people jobs and helping connect employees and employers, which is a really neat deal that we like to do a lot. And so on the 6th, we're going to be at the Hilton from 1 to 5. With our job fair, and I know Jordan still has some room if you're a business hiring and would like to come out there and participate in that. And we like the job fair because it's a face-to-face thing with the future employees.
Sure.
We have actually hired people through the chamber for that, through that program, and it's a good hiring tool because it's not just a fax resume coming across. You actually get to pre-screen a little bit more.
Well, and for a young person, too, that's very important. That's a rite of passage.
This
is what you need to do.
It's a great opportunity.
Yep.
Here is a chance to make an impression that you could not make on paper if you don't have that long-term, experience
record,
there.
Sure. Yeah.
You can come in and be a dynamic personality, present yourself well and professional, and you can get a job maybe above those people that have a little bit more experience. So
Yep. Use
this as an opportunity. Come prepared to get a job, to interview, to represent
yourself. That means
yourself. Dress
like you want to be hired, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't wear those holy jeans.
No.
Break out those slacks and those nice shoes. Don't wear those flip-flops, that type of thing. But we also have some seminars that will be going on about how to interview and how to write a resume. We'll have people there that can actually review your resume, make sure that it is representing you properly. And all of that is free for a job seeker. So come on out, use that opportunity. And if you can't make the job fair on the 6th, go to our website, bcschamber.org, because we have a job board that's up constantly. And for chamber members, you can post all your positions there for free. So it's a good deal. So thanks to Reynolds and Reynolds for helping us with that. Our next business after hours is Thursday, April 14th. It's at the Vineyard Court. We do their after hours every year.
This is a tradition, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And, it is a neat facility and unfortunately a well-kept secret sometimes in this community. But come on out to the Vineyard Court over on George Bush from 5:30 to 7 on April 14th. I want to thank Prosperity Bank for our Platinum Member
Vineyard
Spotlight.
Vineyard Court, it's Dominic, isn't it?
I guess you're right. It is Dominic.
Yeah, and it's Dominic.
It's kind of
right
over there behind what used to be Culpeper Plaza.
Exactly, right.
Area,
yep.
So.
Yep.
Ribbon cutting, don't forget, tomorrow Scott and White is doing their groundbreaking out on Highway 6 from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
They've already moved a lot of dirt.
I know. They've got some culverts hanging out there.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to help them with that, but we want to come and see the process off.
Sure.
Thursday, 11:30, the Hollywood Cafe Bistro out on Highway 6, and then on Friday at 11:30, BCS Golden Jewelry in College Station.
All right. Sounds like a deal. If they want some more information,
bcschamber.org or 260-5200.
All right. Thanks, Dina.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's 8:21.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Special day in your life or special person in your life, those two can come together magnificently at David Gardner's. For David Gardner, it's what he does, after all, and has been doing it for a long, long time, decades, in fact, designing jewelry or also having the works of other jewelry designers there so that when you walk in, you've got plenty of ideas. You don't have to settle for anything because if, in fact, you don't see what you want, David and his folks can design something for you and manufacture it right there in the store. So chances are you'll probably be able to find just exactly what you're looking for. And one of the things that's nice with David's creations, he can customize them, change them, personalize them in ways that just nobody else in town is able to do. That's what has made David what he is today, a jeweler that people from all over the country like to use for special occasions or for special people. Remember, they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. If that special day happens to be a wedding day coming up, then remember they just finished a big event last weekend as far as engagement rings and such, but they always have a grand selection for you to see. Also repairs, they can do that for you. If you need watch repairs, they do that, yep, because there are people who buy watches that they'd rather repair than just replace. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. As a reminder to keep up to date on Texas A&M Athletics, you can stay tuned to this radio station, or you can go to AggieAthletics.com for schedules and complete information, the latest releases on Aggie Athletics. That, again, is AggieAthletics.com. Today's report coming up. Experience Olson Magic firsthand by purchasing the Aggie Baseball Pick 6 plan. For just $60, fans can pick any 6 home games. Use the tickets to entertain clients, give the tickets as gifts, or bring the family out for exciting Aggie baseball. Great seats are still available. To purchase your Pick 6 plan, go to 12thmanfoundation.com. Aggie Baseball, this is home!
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman on the program again today. The team continues its preparation for the spring game. They're making their way through spring training. Started on the 22nd and continues through the 16th of April. That'll be the maroon and white game that day at Kyle Field, 12:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Be a lot of activities associated with that game. All you have to do is go to AggieAthletics.com. Later on, we'll be closer to the date for a complete rundown on a schedule of events. Today, the coach responds to a question about priorities in this spring.
Well, obviously, we're looking for a starting center. Losing Matt Allen, those are going to be big shoes to fill. Matt was not only a very good center, I think we'll have a chance in the National Football League, but he's also was a guy that brought a certain amount of toughness and a demeanor to our offensive line that we grabbed a hold of about halfway through the season, and I really credit him a lot with the improvement of our run game because his attitude and how he held the offensive linemen accountable. We had two freshmen in there and two sophomores that, filling his shoes is going to be a huge challenge for us. So that's a position we're looking for. Obviously, you lose a player like Von Miller. To say we have a Von Miller on campus is, I can't say we do or we don't. I didn't know we had Von Miller on campus 2 years ago, he had a great junior and senior campaign. So we're trying to find somebody that can be a dominant player at that position because you lose a lot of, when you lose him, you lose a lot other people worrying about Von Miller as they're prepared for us. And he drew a lot of attention. So we need to find that guy. We have a fair amount of players that the big thing in college football and in the National Football League, I never used to hear about labrum tears until about 5 years ago. And now it seems like everybody gets these labrum tears. And we have four or five of those guys. It's a shoulder injury. And so the recovery of those guys is going to be huge for us. And then getting them up to snuff on where we're at. So they won't be able to participate in spring. And there's about a handful of those guys.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. Spring drills underway. They continue through the spring game on the 16th of April. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Well, the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus is coming to town, but that's not what we're talking about today, but we are talking clowns. Well, at least our friend Keith Kane from KAGC Christian Radio was talking to the clowns, and the clowns are here early, and they're here early for a purpose. Here's Keith first, and then the clowns.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, we have a couple of the clowns with us. Bring on the clowns.
Good morning, everybody!
Good morning. My name is Sherry.
And I'm Dave, and we are the ambassadors of laughter for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth.
And I bet you've never done that before.
No, not at all. Just came right off the top of our heads.
Yeah. Actually, yep. Actually, there is a reason that you're here. You just didn't stumble in off of the street.
That is correct.
And obviously, the circus is coming to town, but it's not coming to town right now. You're here in advance for a purpose.
Exactly. We are here ahead of the show to get everyone all excited about Zing Zang Zoom Gold Edition, and also to promote literacy.
And science. As ambassadors of laughter, we have the honor of going out into the community about a month ahead, and we go to schools and libraries, and we do programs like Reading with Ringling.
Science of the Circus.
And Circus Fit. We're going to be all about in this area Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Now, this program started yesterday with programs at the Children's Museum in Bryan and another stop in Bryan and also in Hearn. But it continues again today. Here are the clowns.
On Tuesday, we're going to be at the Ringer Public Library. We're going to be doing a teen physical comedy workshop.
Yes.
That should be lots of fun, teaching the kids to act silly like us. Woo. And on Wednesday...
What are you talking about acting?
All right. On Wednesday, we're going to be at the Madison County Library in Madisonville, Texas. Again, doing our Reading with Ringling program.
Then on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, they'll be at the Bremont Public Library. And at 4 o'clock, back to the Brazos Valley at the Boys and Girls Club.
So excited to meet everybody.
Exactly. And we're going to let everyone pick their noses.
So, Dave.
What?
You got to specify.
What?
Their own clown
nose. That's right. I'm sorry. Yes, your own clown nose. Otherwise, that's not funny.
No, it's not.
All clowning around aside
yes.
for just a minute.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay. Serious business.
Very serious.
Literacy and science program. Barnum & Bailey Circus sending in clowns. Do you two actually go to the schools yourselves?
Yes, we do, actually. We show how much fun that reading and science can be.
Exactly. In the Science of the Circus program, we show how everyday science that kids are learning about every single day is actually being used and applied at the greatest show on earth to put on the greatest show on earth.
Things like gravity, gyroscopic stability. We bring kids up to balance peacock feathers and show how that leads to balancing chairs on your chin and all kinds of fun stuff.
Exactly.
Now the clowns, Dave and Sherry, will be at the Ringer Public Library in College Station today from 4:30 to 6 o'clock. And of course, the circus is coming in May to Reed Arena.
Thank you for having us. Woo!
I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time 8:31, 61 degrees right now at the studios, 30% chance of showers today, lower to mid-70s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The death of a Bryan man who fell from a third-floor window is under investigation. Firefighters were called late Sunday afternoon to the Horizon Treatment Facility at 28th and Sims. Officer John Agnew says police were called shortly thereafter.
The detectives responded to the scene along with police officers, and they began to interview people out there and look for any signs as to why this gentleman fell from the third floor. There's no immediate signs of foul play, but you know, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered, and detectives are definitely looking at all different avenues of the investigation.
An autopsy will be done on the victim, 44-year-old Juan Monsivais. Horizon is operated by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. Sometime next month, we'll hear if state housing tax credits will be given to either of the developers wanting to build apartments for low-income elderly residents in Bryan. Bryan City Council recently considered 8 requests, 5 in Bryan and most located in Councilman Chuck Conderla's district. Conderla says he heard from constituents who didn't want low-income apartments without age restrictions.
The multifamily units where they're 3 and 4 bedroom, 3 and 4 stories high, over and over and over again. You know, I'm elected to represent the people of East Bryan, and the folks in that area didn't think that that would mix well with what we like to see come, which is residential, retail, and office development.
Conderla supports the residents' concerns, and council followed suit, recommending the 2 smallest projects. Both would accommodate low-income elderly occupants. In just more than a year, Texas A&M University will have a bigger presence in Houston. The Board of Regents approved President Bowen Lofton's request to occupy space yet to be built in the high-visibility area of I-10 and Beltway 8. The primary purpose of moving west is the expanding Mays Business School programs now in the Woodlands. Lofton says the new space also brings additional opportunities.
Other units of the university have been encouraged to consider using that space as well and sharing rental costs as appropriate. If they have programs, it could be well served there.
There's an initial build-out cost of more than $1 million, and rent starts at almost $800,000 a year. Some are comparing it to finding the Garden of Eden. It's a settlement estimated to be more than 15,000 years old, located in a valley north of Austin.
Some of the earliest inhabitants of the New World were right here in Texas.
Texas A&M archaeologist Michael Waters led the team of researchers who made the discovery of what they believe is the oldest confirmed site of human habitation in the Americas. In his explanation of why he expanded America's military presence to a third front, President Obama says he acted out of a sense of moral obligation to Libya.
One of the questions the president answered was why? Because he said a massacre was imminent against the rebel-held town of Benghazi.
It was not in our national interest to let that happen. I refused to let that happen.
The president saying the United States can act whenever there is repression, but Libya, he says, was a special case. While the president has said Colonel Muammar Gaddafi must go, he is not prepared to force him out.
We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission.
The president said other nations will now take the lead, with the U.S. providing support. What he did not say is how long U.S. involvement may last and at what cost. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
And a new study on Medicare shows its complexity makes it hard to make changes without causing ripple effects elsewhere in the system. The nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation says raising the eligibility age to 67, as is being done with Social Security, would save Medicare billions of dollars. But it would also likely cost employers more because people would work longer just to keep their medical coverage. The study also says people under 30 would also be hit because more seniors ages 65 and 66 would be in the insurance pool, thereby raising costs. WTAW News Time is 8:35. 61 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Mia's on Main. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there. Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters. But let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
This time of year, there's all kind of manias and madnesses running loose. Let me tell you about the most delicious of them all, Burger Mania at Boston's Pizza. You could try the jalapeno and onion straw burger, the barbecue blue burger, or the Baja fish sandwich. You need fries with that. Four to choose from: classic French fry, spicy buffalo, sweet potato, or the garlic parmesan fries. Wash it down with one of their four new drinks, like the Bacardi Limon Lemon Crush. It is Burger Mania, and it is at Boston's Pizza.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course, just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Do you need a new website, or does your old website need a fresh new look? Are you missing sales because customers can't find you on the web? HostWink.com has an amazing free offer just for you. With HostWink.com, you can register a new website address, choose a low-cost hosting package, and get a free website. Easy as a wink. HostWink.com. With HostWink.com, you can choose from one of our professionally designed sites free. At HostWink.com, it's easy to customize your site by adding your information, selling points, and even your company logo. Best of all, you can change content on your website whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on to HostWink.com and start building your own website today for as little as $3.95 a month. Sign up now and HostWink.com will give you 1 month of website hosting free. Use promo code Aggie. That's promo code Aggie and start saving today. HostWink.com, easy as a wink. HostWink.com, Aggie owned and operated.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Lots of cloudiness across the area and the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm, especially through the afternoon. Our high temperatures today, 75 to 80. Showers and storms tonight. Early on, some could be strong. Lows are going to be near 55. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Highs will be 65 to 70. Scattered showers Wednesday night, 50 to 55. Thursday's going to be mostly cloudy, and the highs on Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. And, you know, we mentioned this. I think we rolled it out last week. You know that you can go to RadioAggieland.com.
Yeah.
And you can download what you need to be able to stream all of our stations on your BlackBerry or your iPhone. And then last week we added Android phones. So we've got that, and I wrongly said, so no matter what kind of device you've got, you'll be able to listen to us worldwide. A guy called, and he said, that's not true.
Uh-huh.
What about Palm devices? To which I said, the diesel smokestack coming out of them probably burns your hand anyway. So, if you've still got a Palm, welcome to the 21st century, and we'll be glad to have you here whenever you decide what platform you're really going to use. But
you know, when you first started in the radio biz, Con,
yeah,
there's not one word that you just said that would have been understood back then.
Well, diesel.
Yeah, diesel.
Yeah.
Smokestack, yeah.
I mean, and platforms, I mean, there are words that they would understand. It's just
they don't mean the same.
Yeah.
They don't mean the same anymore.
They really don't. Well, yeah. We're soon going to have to be talking about HTML5 as well. I mean,
now that you wouldn't have understood.
No, you wouldn't have. But that's we're going
to. But we're too young to understand. You had to spell it for
us. Well, yeah, and it's an interesting concept because we really don't have the connectivity that other people have, and we're going to be able to do some amazing things. But in the meantime, all these wonderful appliances that we have that do things for us, we are still human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Men are more likely to ignore directions given by their GPS systems than women, according to a survey.
Duh.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is this is a survey out of England, which proves they're just as hard-headed as we are, confirming the fact that we hate to ask for directions. While 83% of male drivers regularly rebel against their GPS, fewer than three-quarters of women obey the devices, which UK drivers branded as untrustworthy and inaccurate. Now, I happen to be, I guess I was driving to Temple a couple of weeks ago, and they've got some new roads over there, and I haven't downloaded the update to my GPS, and so it had me going, at the first opportunity, turn left. At the first opportunity, turn left. Hello?
Yes, you were talking about Palm devices.
Yes.
And not being able to get y'all.
Yeah.
if they download an app called TuneIn, they will be able to get you anywhere.
T-U-N-E-I-N?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hello?
Hey, 72% of the time, the men are trying to ignore the woman and the GPS.
Thank you, sir.
If your wife is listening, have fun on the couch tonight.
That's right. Yeah. Over a third of the drivers said their GPS had led them astray. And then what do? Do you yell at it? Do you yell at your GPS? Do you have a name for your GPS?
I don't have a GPS.
I don't either. I know how to get around this town, and I don't hang around other towns enough to invest in one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go with that.
Really? Okay. I mean, I just, you know, I know Houston pretty well. I know Dallas pretty well, the big towns. Know San Antonio very well, so, you know.
I'm fascinated by Google Street View, so in advance of taking a trip to any unfamiliar territory, I'll Google Street View it just to get landmarks, and I know what I'm looking at when I get there.
Yeah. Of course, I wish I had one when I was flying, as we said, so we could know where we're flying over.
Like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. That sounds interesting. Yeah. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London performed a three-hour recital.
God, was anybody left when it was over?
Well, it was for plants anyway.
Never mind.
The prestigious orchestra played selections from Mozart for 100 different varieties of plants and flowers last week. Conductor Benjamin Pope said, quote, "The audience was the most fragrant we've ever played to." Although it was slightly unnerving to see row upon row of bowed heads instead of applauding human beings. The recital organized by the QVC.
Oh, so they even put the plants to sleep?
I guess so. They wanted to test whether music could stimulate plant protein production, causing them to grow. Why did you have to do it for 3 hours?
Yeah, really.
Why did you have to use the London Philharmonic? Why couldn't you just put a CD in? Couldn't you have done that?
Those poor French horn players, you know. I mean, wouldn't your mouth get tired after
a while? Well, then you got your fist stuck in the end of it. Yeah, how much fun could that be? Guy who bought a cheap, this is kind of fun story. Guy who bought a cheap picture from a thrift shop, surprised to find out how much it was really worth. Unidentified British man paid about $100 for a painting because he wanted the frame. Painting itself just might be an 1854 original by Paul Cézanne. In fact, experts think it's the artist's earliest known work. If that's the case, they're looking at $64 million.
Oh, dear goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
And he liked the frame.
Ah.
I don't care about this piece of crap picture in here, but I like that frame. Well, he probably doesn't talk like that since he's from Britain. But no.
So it's been appraised at possibly $64 million. How soon will we see him on Pawn Stars with that?
Yeah. And, bring it into the old man.
And
Charlie drops it.
I'll give you $2,000 for it.
Yeah. Like,
but it says worth $64
million. Yeah, it may be worth $64 million to them, but it ain't worth $64 million to me.
$64 million ain't happening. Yeah. How about $2,000? All right. Okay, look. All right, I'll go $2,200. Yeah. Last night they had the Batmobile.
Oh, really?
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, they had a Batmobile.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just a great show.
I'm so hooked on that show. Hello?
Hello, yes. This is Luke Gridolution. I've been doing some...
Hey, Luke, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. We were just commenting on you had a great name.
I know. That's what I've been told, actually. I've been told that... You guys thought it was Luke Revolution, I think it was.
Yeah. So what is your real name? What is it?
Grotolution. It's basically just a G in front of it.
Oh,
Scott, I told you had it wrong.
Yeah. Well, listen, you might want to change it later, but nonetheless, that's cool. We thought that's what it sounded like. So now, while we got you on the phone, though, you got an event coming up, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, tell them about it.
Well, it's the Ranger Run for the Fort Hood Fisher House. It's happening April 2nd, which is this Saturday. The races start at 10:30. And registration starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah, 09. That's okay. 900. Yeah, well, 900 hours. I understand. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And they can also register online at www.rangerrun.org. And it's $20 for all the races, which are a 1 mile family fun run, a 5K, and a 10K race. And all proceeds go to the Fort Hood Fisher House, which supports wounded soldiers and their family as they undergo treatment when they're back here stateside.
Super, understand. Wow. Okay, sorry I messed up your name, Luke, but thanks a lot for calling us, and we hope the weather goes well and you have a great turnout.
No problem. Thank you very much.
See you later. Bye. Okay.
That Fisher House thing is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it's basically, I mean, just to put it in terms that most everybody can understand, it's like the Ronald McDonald House for families of soldiers.
Correct.
Soldiers
yeah.
who get hurt, they come back, they have to go through extensive therapy, rehab, things like that. That's a place where their families can stay, and it's a fantastic cause. So.
If you're a runner anyway, good opportunity to go out there and do that. And, again, I think the temperatures are going to be tremendous because the overnight low on Friday night is supposed to be 54. So you get running in the morning, it's going to be pretty nice weather and won't warm up until about 80 in the late afternoon. And, again, just a great.
And you're right. I plug that again. That cause is just tremendous. We don't hear enough about those injured and wounded because some of those injuries are really catastrophic.
846.
You've done your part. You're insured. Now a big windstorm has swept through the area and damaged your roof. You find yourself fighting with your insurance company because they don't want to replace your entire roof. Don't fight for what is rightfully yours. Call Insurance Claim Specialists. They're here to fight for you. With over 70 years of experience, Insurance Claim Specialist specializes in property damage, handling fires, earthquakes, floods, wind, hail, hurricanes, vandalism, and any other type of damage to your commercial property or home. Call toll-free 866-582-4591 for a free evaluation of your claim. That's 866-582-4591. 582-4591.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Seasons and styles may change, but the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help you look and feel your best all year long. Connie specializes in a variety of massages, including hot stone, a great way to relax and get away from everyday stresses. So if you're looking for a way to enhance your current beauty regimen, Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help. Call 693-0350 today to book your appointment with Connie and be sure to mention this ad. Or visit them online at RivieraDaySpa.net.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 12 minutes still. Did they find the cobra that got away from the Bronx Zoo?
Ooh, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I know that, well, they said that they really still think that it's in the zoo somewhere.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Sure. Well, what are they going to say?
Yeah, but it's out of like the reptile
exactly.
house or enclosure.
I mean, you know, it could be hanging around anywhere in the zoo.
Don't grab the gift shop necklace that looks like a snake.
Have we missed Steve Irwin at any time more than we do right now?
Yeah.
Described
right.
as a rebellious adolescent cobra. From Egypt.
That's the worst kind of cobra, too.
I knew one of those in high school.
Yeah. Escaped from its off-exhibit cage on Saturday, forcing zoo employees to close off the reptile house and comb the museum for the 20-inch-long serpent.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to correct myself.
Comb the zoo on the space balls, comb the desert. Yeah,
I think they said they think that it's still in the reptile house somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe
okay,
not
fine,
just running around the zoo, but still. Yeah.
It grabs its tail and becomes a wheel.
It's not roaming. I was going to say, it's not running anywhere.
Yeah.
No.
Just to be fair.
No, it's slithering around the...
So I'm watching, I don't know, we had the TV on last night late, and Letterman was on, and he had Jack Hanna.
Yeah.
Who's played Goofy Zoo Director for like 40 years.
Exactly.
Like that. I mean,
oh, yeah, he was on. I mean,
Carson.
Carson brought him
right.
to fame.
But he kind of acts the buffoon. I mean, he's really good at what he does, but he kind of acts goofy. And he brought out these gigantic frogs. I mean, these were toads, and they were...
How big?
I want to say, you know, half the size of a football.
Oh, my. Those things were big.
Yeah, they were big. And he plopped two of those down and...
They promptly relieved themselves.
No, they didn't. They sat right there.
Generally, what happens?
And he did,
little toad pee. There.
He did mention that they were brought in to help clean up a problem in the United States. And once again, of course, the frogs become a bigger toads become a bigger problem than the problem itself.
What pest were they there to eradicate?
I'm not exactly sure, but they put them out in the Everglades or whatever. Anyhow, they have neurotoxins on their skin.
Okay. Was he handling them with gloves?
Yes, he was touching them. And he said, now, if you do that and you rub your eye, you'll probably lose your eye. Give me a tissue. You know, and he kind of wipes it, you know, a little bit. And to which he's, Letterman says, and so what happens? He says, well, these are neurotoxins. Dogs eat these and they die. And to which point one of them jumped or something. And so, of course, he gets up and acts scared. He says, Jack, just as a note, don't ever bring anything that has neurotoxins on its skin again. But, and the problem is, he said, how are we going to get rid of them? He said, well, I don't really know. To which he was able to play off to the camera, oh, that makes me feel better. So, yes, neurotoxin-soaked giant toads are now in Florida. That'll take care of the census numbers will change in 10 years.
Another problem for Florida.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, you watch when they start trying to vote.
Okay,
yeah.
U.S.
Yeah, because in Texas, they're going to need ID for it.
They sure will, by golly.
Great user in OnCars.com.
Really, what'd they say?
Well, let's see. It says Sheila looks great, topless.
What is that?
What's so funny?
That's you, Tom. I don't know what that is, but you.
I'm trying to get some entertainment together. And
I would have sworn that was a commercial break.
I did too. I thought it was a commercial break too.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Actually, it was a commercial that popped up on my entertainment thing. Excuse me.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Hate those pop-ups.
Well, yeah, boy, don't we? For any number of reasons. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So anyway, the most popular Major League Baseball jerseys. The most popular Major League Baseball jerseys. Number five.
Players?
Yeah.
Got to be New York Yankee of some sort,
number
right?
five is Cliff Lee.
Oh.
Well, in a Rangers jersey?
No, of a Phillies. It says Phillies here.
But that's two teams ago.
Yeah. These are old numbers.
Yeah. Number four is Chase Utley.
Another Phillies.
Another Philly. Uh-huh. Number three is Ray Holiday. Another
Roy Halladay. Another Philly.
Joe Mauer. A twin?
He's the manager.
Oh, okay. And
I'm sorry. He's not. He's a player. I'm sorry.
Derek?
Jeter.
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
I would have
finally
thought.
Finally an old-time Yankee.
I would have thought Albert Pujols might have been in there somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he sells big in the Astros. The Astros love him.
He's big in Houston.
Yeah.
Always good for a home run.
We find any way to beat you.
Yeah. No matter which stadium.
So now Donald Trump is playing the birther card more and more. You know, he's being pretty vocal. Then
is that going to be his presidential platform there?
See, he kind of screwed up, though. He was interviewed yesterday morning on Fox News, and he's stirring the pot about this. And he says, now, either this guy has a birth certificate or he doesn't. I didn't think this was such a big deal, but I will tell you it is turning into a very big deal because people now are calling me from all over saying, please don't give up on this issue. Really, Donald? Really? Are you taking those calls, Donald? Are you? Are you sitting there waiting on the phone to ring so that people can do that?
And don't you always love it when somebody says, well, you know, people are saying
this.
Of
course. And how many would that be? Yeah. So, doing his part, Donald Trump produced a certificate of birth. Well, the deal is, that ain't a birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
That's a piece of paper that hospitals give to family members. It is signed by hospital officials, but it is not considered an actual birth certificate. So while he was trying to produce his on the television, he, in fact, did not give them the accurate document.
Fail.
Yeah.
Ah.
European Union. Well, I want him to show us how he combs his hair. I don't care anything about the birth deal, but how's he comb his hair? How's he do that? I mean, because it just comes up in one piece, doesn't it?
He gets up early.
When the wind blows?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does he have people? Does he do it himself? I mean, you know, I'm not sure. I want to know more about that, really, than anything else, because we already know that.
Is there a lot of hairspray there, or is it soft?
Can I touch it?
I'll pass. I'll let you boys do all that.
The European Union is floating a drastic plan to ban all cars from major cities by the year 2050. Once again, ban all cars from major cities by the year 2050.
No, that's fine. How are they going
to
do that?
I don't know. Master plan also envisions, of course, an end to cheap flights from Britain to southern Europe in hopes that half of all journeys will be taken by rail. Okay. How does the EU propose to get people to do this? By putting higher taxes on fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. We'll be glad to take that fuel off your hands, you know, as long as we don't have to put those kind of. And, you know, they were talking to Chu, the Secretary of Energy, 2 weeks ago on Fox News, and that's the very thing they were talking about, is you trying to bring in a European mindset to fossil fuels here in the United States. Now, all that being said, we'll probably see the gas tax in Texas go up a little bit. probably go up 3 cents or something like that because it hadn't gone up in a long, long time. But still, they just want to get rid of the cars over there. And I know that all those European automakers, they're probably pretty happy about that. They want to go ahead and make sure that there aren't any cars in the cities, too, because, you know, that wouldn't impact their business at all.
I'm Chuck Morrow at Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. We claim to be the best flooring dealer in the Brazos Valley. So what is it that allows us to make this claim?
And I'm Scott Razor. At Carpet Outlet, we have more ready-to-go inventory in our warehouse than any other dealer in the county. That means you can buy it today and we can install it tomorrow.
We are the largest Shaw dealer between Dallas and Houston.
And in some cases, this allows us to sell their products for less than our competitors can even buy them for.
At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we don't just claim to be the best. We prove it every day.
AA MCO. Visit Aggie-owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AA MCO. 695-2262.
Sterling Auto Group is the place to get the best deal on the all-new 2011 GMC Sierra V8 four-door. Save over $7,000 off this capable truck featuring a refined interior and built for off-road handling. Or choose 0% financing for 60 months. Take advantage of the savings now on the 2011 Sierra V8 four-door. Only at Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University. Sterling makes it
easy. About 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget, U.S. government, U.S. American government sensors detecting traces of radiation believed to be from Japan's nuclear plant.
Yeah, and that's in Connecticut or where?
Well, they found more than 100 fixed monitors that measure air radiation levels in 48 states, deployed additional air monitors to Hawaii, Alaska, Guam, and the Northern Mariana Islands after the disaster. But yeah, there was yesterday the story we had was Boston. Mm-hmm. And again, it had a half-life of 8 days, so how did it get there?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to die.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right. On this date in history.
I love this part.
1973, the last U.S. soldiers left South Vietnam.
Wow.
1991, city officials in Encinitas, California, warned children.
Encinitas, maybe?
Yeah, that's probably right. Warned children that it was dangerous activity to go into the sewers while looking for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Once again, it would not be a problem.
1991. 1995, M&M's announced that blue had been chosen as the new color.
Ah. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Yeah, yeah,
they still have blue?
They're still out. Yeah, okay. You bet. Good. And in 2007, after receiving complaints from neighbors, Seattle animal shelter staffers found 110 parakeets in a cage. One cage.
Oh, my gosh.
In a living room of a one-bedroom apartment.
Ooh, the smell was lovely.
She was arrested, I'll bet.
I guarantee you. They bought a copy of the Seattle Times every day.
You know, and all those parakeets could talk, too, you know.
Yeah, that's not
one at a time.
You got a minute.
There's a new movie coming out on April the 8th called Soul Surfer, and it's the inspiring true story of Bethany Hamilton. She's the young lady who lost an arm to a shark attack but kept her surfing career going after that. And the reason I bring it up is because her best friend in the movie, Alana Blanchard, is played by Lorraine Nicholson, that's right, the 20-year-old daughter of Jack, who is a student at Brown University. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, Lorraine is the student, not Jack.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And not 20. Yeah.
Hey, professor, I'm going to disagree with you.
Jack has socks that are important.
That's right. And Elizabeth Taylor was married to a lot of folks, but had her first love.